The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
It's Thursday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Beautiful morning, isn't it?
Still a bit early.
When are you going to wake up?
Hey, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to, because of you all, I went to the Nob Hill Calvary. Okay, and I took my boyfriend with me, and he's not too much a believer, and he agreed to go with me, and he loved it.
Awesome. So
that's so cool.
I know. I was so excited. The next Monday, he was like, we went to church today, you know, let's go to church, so.
Throw the switch.
We gotta go, go, go! Let's go!
Show must go on, right?
Go, go!
It's showtime.
It's time for the show to start. We got the music coming down and the lights are on. We're gonna party all night until the break of dawn. Cause we're the Morning Invasion and this is our job. We're gonna keep it on going.
Hello?
Rockin' and roll. I gotta run out of words, so it's time to go. We got Dexter and the Tail and we're gonna have a show.
Mo friends.
You could have said, break it down, problems. It's time for Teo. And I could have just flown up in there, busted a rhyme, dropped some science.
That's right.
My bad.
That's right.
Knowledge would have been spread.
That's right. That's
cultures
right.
would have been changed.
Yep.
But no, we...
Sorry.
We said Mo friends.
You good old Mo friends, you?
Yeah, that's right.
That's all
right.
My Mo friends over there.
Hello?
Hey, man. How you doing? Doing good?
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
What?
Hello.
Where did he come from?
I don't know. I think he's hiding out somewhere.
Hello?
Oh, man.
Hello?
It is Thursday. Good morning, Starmie. The text line is open. Well, it's always open. You can always text.
It's always open. No!
What's that number, Steve-O?
505-585-LIVE. That's 505-585-5483.
Disco.
Oh, shut up!
You can call us, 338-3700. Hey, if you're a podcaster, you listen to the show at different times, feel free to text in, you know, while you're listening to the show somewhere and contribute. I always like checking in on the live line throughout the day and evening. And then we get in the morning, we can read the live line. So 585-LIVE, hit that up. We love you podcasters out there. Appreciate you so much. Just so much. How you guys doing this morning? How you doing?
We're just real good.
Feel good about today?
I'm feeling good about today. Of course, my today started at about 1 a.m.
What?
Yeah.
That's right.
Have you been up since then?
It's been a long night.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and talk to us about it?
Back in the day, home builders thought, we need to do something about all these houses burning down.
Arrgh!
It's a big deal. A woman's baking brownies and burns them. And next thing you know, the whole house burns down. Woman.
Get off of my back!
So, Satan invented something called the fire detector.
Satan?
No, I don't think that was Satan.
Was it Satan or Satan?
It was Satan.
Satan.
The company was Satan. I always get it confused.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the... That's a great invention.
I'm pretty sure you better shut up.
Okay, I'll...
You know, when they work correctly, they can save your life.
Well, sure.
Man, I love this music.
But you know, when you have a home with multiple fire alarms in the house, and the battery gets low, you randomly get that... Boop! And you're like... What?
Oh God. That is the worst sound.
That.
Yo, it's so bad.
Beep!
Just,
and then you're like, wait, was that downstairs? Where was it? Was that in the office?
I hate how it kind of echoes.
Yeah.
Because
when they all go off, they don't go off at exactly the same time. It's like just a milli time unit away from each other, you know? So it's like,
dude. So you stand underneath one of them and you're waiting and you're like, is this the one?
And you're kind of counting out, too, to see
how many seconds it's going to take before this one beeps again.
You're waiting. You're looking at it.
If only they invented something called the low
it's not this
battery.
One. It's the one in the freaking hallway.
Light. They need to invent a second light other than the green light.
Oh my gosh, it's not this one. It's the one in the guest bedroom.
Is it the guest bedroom? And then you go into the guest bedroom and you stand out there for what feels like an eternity.
Oh my gosh, it's the one in the West Wing.
That was down the hall. Is it in the kids' room? It can't be in the kids' room. Let's go stand under there like a creeper. Nope, that was... Gosh, where is
it?
Okay, that's annoying enough. Now imagine, if you will, a different scenario.
Okay, all right.
My family was sleeping soundly.
His family.
Late into the night or early into the morning, take your pick. When all of a sudden, one upstairs, very clearly, knew exactly which one, went, boop, boop, boop! Nope, just give me three. I just need three. Three, yes. Boop, boop, boop! And I'm like, what was that? And then like 5 seconds later, boop, boop, boop! Yeah, but it wasn't full on alarm. And then all of a sudden, the one downstairs goes, boop, boop, boop. And
I'm
like,
gosh, oh my gosh, communicating.
They were like talking to each other. So I'm like, I don't know. Okay, I get up and I'm like frantic and I'm like, you get the kids, you check them.
Robots are baiting, girl.
They're all going off. There must be a fire. Mm. So I'm like, I go to each of them. They're still kind of going off, kind of. They're like talking to each other. It's like, oh, oh. And then the other one's like, what, what? And they're like, I don't know, but it's just these two in particular. No, they're not doing that.
Okay.
They're not doing that.
Let's try.
Yeah. Not doing that. Just three at a time. Poop, poop, poop. That's it. That's all you got. Yeah. And then 5 seconds later, poop, poop, poop. Yeah. It's obnoxious. So I'm like, there's got to be a fire. This is a weird... I've never heard these beeps before. It's not the normal, like, we just burnt toast and the fire alarm's going off. It's like doing some weird stuff. So I'm running downstairs, and I'm checking, and I'm, okay, well, it's just the one in the living room and the one in the upstairs hallway. I'll check the laundry room. Maybe the lint, something got caught on fire. I don't know. Check the garage. Did you check the garage? No. Well, it's a weird beep. It's not the normal beep. Let's Google it. Maybe it's the carbon monoxide. Oh my gosh, if it's carbon monoxide, man. We gotta get out of the house right now.
Yeah,
okay,
do.
Wait, these aren't the dual ones, and our carbon monoxide alarm thingy's not going off. Now, I'm telling the story rapidly, but this was taking the course of like a solid 30. You know what I'm saying?
What time was this at it?
Damn. About 1 a.m. maybe. Okay. You know? Like the second time.
No.
So then nothing. And they both stop after about 30 minutes. And I'm like, well, I guess it's nothing. I guess it's cool. Let's just go to bed. So we go to bed.
Oh, just climb into bed. It's like, so comfy.
At this point, yeah. Oh. No, you know what? It was, I take that back. It was earlier because it was about 1-ish when I got back into bed. So it was probably about 12:30 when it started. So I'm going back to bed.
Just snuggling.
Snuggling.
So warm.
It's. I'm sorry we're awake, honey. Hey, but since we're awake, no? Okay.
All right. I have a headache.
Every husband's like, yep.
Yeah.
All right, we're just
I'm so
going,
tired.
Let's just go back to sleep.
I'm so right. tired.
Yeah, no, that was my idea too. Yeah, let's go right back, right back to sleep. Okay.
I'm
cool.
So tired.
Didn't work out. Okay.
Until 2:45.
Yeah!
Is it back?
Yeah. 2:45 a.m. Boop, boop, boop. And I'm like, shut your filthy mouth. Shut your filthy fire alarm mouth. Doing it again. And at this point, I'm like delirious because it's like 2:45. I should have just come to work
you
and should've. Hung out with you.
Sorry, Chrissy.
Oh,
I'm
my
out
gosh.
Of here.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. So I'm like super delirious and weird, and I'm going downstairs, and it's in particular just these two. So all of my fire alarms are interconnected. Like, it's not a battery. They, like, you have to unplug them from the house.
Yeah,
I don't
what?
Know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I know what you're talking about.
I don't know. So I have to climb up on a... I have to find a ladder at 2:45 in the morning, this step ladder, and I grab it and I pull it off and I'm like, I don't understand what's happening. Why are they being weird? And then I look and the little green light is flashing. And I'm like, well, what the crap does that mean?
That means something.
So I'm like, do they always flash and I just don't pay attention? Because I don't know what a fire alarm does in normalcy.
Did you Google green light?
So I go downstairs into the office and look, and the one in the office, just green, solid
what?
Green
what
light.
What does that mean?
Yeah. So the two that were going off were giving me a blinky light thingy. So here's what I learned, my friends. Little PSA for you. Sometimes when your wife burns something in the evening and no one's there to shut it off because we're at baseball but we're somehow cooking and dumb.
Oh no.
Fire alarms go off. And if no one's there to reset them, even after the smoke clears away, your fire alarm will intermittently go off to tell you that you have to reset it because it's not working properly.
You must have some high tech.
Man, you got that high tech redneck kind of thing.
Well, I didn't have to Google it. I just asked him and he was like, oh, yes, sir, I apologize. You need to reset me. My button is behind my neck. Yeah,
that's
he's really sweet, man. And I'm like, Jarvis! I was so mad at him. No, okay, so.
Ours are kind of like that. Sometimes you wake up at night and there's two red eyes floating above you in the bed.
Yeah, that's totally different.
I feel that's a ghost.
That's a totally different thing. Yeah.
Just tell myself it's fire alarm.
You should just move. Just move.
Hey, you don't live here.
So yeah, it turns out that if the fire alarm goes off and no one's there to hear it, it will bug you until you reset it.
Oh, gosh.
To let you know, like, hey, guys, there was smoke in your house earlier. You missed it. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was that friend that just had to call you at 2 o'clock in the morning to be like, bro, crazy story. Yeah. You weren't home, man. Is this a good time? Yeah. No. Yeah. Just so
a quick tap on the Google brings this up. Your smoke detectors use flashes to report different events.
Yeah.
Like when the unit is activated or if it has a weak battery. Depending on the model, the unit that is flashing green was probably the first unit to trip the last time there was an activation.
Yep. Yeah.
Good to know.
Things to learn at 2:45 in the morning.
Why does it always happen in the middle of the night?
Exactly.
That's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
Why can't it happen during the day?
Isn't that weird?
We were there for hours, and it didn't say anything to us. It didn't tell me.
I think the people that program smoke alarms make, like, they have an internal setting that makes them go off in the middle of the night, because that's the only time, realistically, that you'll mess with a fire alarm.
Yeah.
And it's because, think about it, it's genius.
Too.
Because then you have to get up and fix it.
No, that's true. Yeah.
And so, if it went off during the day, you'd be like, nah, I get it later.
I gotta go.
Yeah. I'll do it later. Mm. But at night, it's like, man, I gotta freaking sleep!
Yeah.
Shut up, machine!
Yeah. I remember that happening to me in the middle of the night, and when I unplugged it from the ceiling, and I looked at it, it beeped at me again.
Yep.
So I went out into the garage and like buried it under a bunch of things, and I'm like, I'll take care of it tomorrow. Sure enough, it was still just
not
beeping
what
away.
To do.
I know.
Then you got up the next morning, and it was on your bedside table, covered in dirt. There was like dirt, but it was just sitting there, and it went beep. And you're like,
I'm sorry.
You could make a great horror
These
movie
are your
with fire alarms.
Yeah. You can't not take care
fire
of it right away.
Six.
Gosh.
I know.
So we keep 9 volts now because, you got to change out that 9-volt battery. So we have them. But it wasn't the battery. So Chrissy was upstairs, but we were like scream yelling because the kids were all asleep. So it was like, well, did you check?
Wait. Whisper yelling. You were whisper yelling.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
Amazing. Scream yelling.
Or
whispering.
Like, yeah, sorry.
Horrifying.
You're right. Sorry, I'm exhausted. My fire alarm hates me.
He was whisper yelling all night.
Yeah. It's probably why my throat hurts, because I was like, no, did you? Well, mine's, I don't know. No, the low battery light's not even on. I don't know.
Have you guys seen the movie The Other Guys?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The funniest part in that movie is when they get in that whisper fight at the funeral and they go, I'm going to beat you up. No, you're not. I'll show you. And then the captain comes over and goes, guys, what are you doing? Stop it. Stop it right
so
now.
Good. So good.
Michael Keaton.
Oh, good stuff, Steve-O. Sorry, man. Sorry.
Hey, man, at least it's content, right?
I mean, right. Dude, you know what the funny thing is? When horrible things happen, I usually am like, I better make a note of this. Yep. It's going to be great for radio.
It's like the saving grace.
Thanks, Lord.
Things.
It's our lives. It's for you, Starmie.
2 a.m. fire alarm, not sleeping. This is going to be great. And everyone's going to relate to it because we all hate fire alarms.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Cool, man.
Well, today's May 12th.
Boom.
Today is the 133rd day of the year. How old is Tony Hawk, the man who was just in town?
Oh, word.
45.
Skating the ditches.
52.
48.
Oh, sorry, Tony.
How old is Emilio Estevez?
Emilio!
Oh, man.
And I was like, Emilio! Emilio!
He's got to be like 50s. 53.
56.
54.
Oh, so close, huh?
One of my favorite musicians.
Ooh.
Yes!
Dude.
Steve Winwood.
Steve Winwood, baby! Oh, oh, oh. Bring me
all your love. 65.
Steve Winwood is... Did you guys already guess?
I say 65.
What'd you say, Tim?
70.
60. Wait, wait, wait.
Back in the hall of life again.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah, Valerie.
Valerie. Valerie. Valerie. Valerie.
Valerie. It's
hopeful.
All about Valerie.
Same boy I used to be.
How old is Steve Winwood?
65.
I said 70.
68.
Oh, right in the middle.
Man, he's good.
Ready?
You know, there it is. You know, I can give you great history on Steve Winwood. Steve.
Yeah. Steve, yes. Ryman.
Really? Steve Ryman.
Yeah.
He knows everything.
Because his name's Steve?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, he knows everything about everything when it comes to artists of that era.
You know, if you have the first name as somebody else, you're related?
Yep. I'm related.
You're related to everybody named Joe.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Well,
it's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. 56 years ago, Frank Sinatra and Elvis Presley appeared on a TV special together. There it is. He sang a little diddly.
Ready? Fortune.
Oh, gosh.
How empty the hay.
My middle name is actually
Aaron?
Spelled A-R-O-N. Like Elvis Presley.
That
so I'm probably related.
Is the coolest!
That's right. My mom actually just forgot to put another A on.
Did you know that I seriously forgot that was your middle name? I just knew that because I love him so much. I love him so much, guys. I love him.
Love you too, man.
My middle name is Thomas, just like Elvis.
Did you know in the 1950s, my grandmother went to go see this little dude?
Yeah, right.
And I am the proud owner of said autograph.
Nope. Did you know?
What? You have his autograph?
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Let it me is give locked you, away in an actual look, vault. Yes, seriously.
Let me one-up yawns. I grew up in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Oh. Yeah.
That's where he was born. Yeah. My little church, East Heights Baptist Church, was literally a block away from where they moved his birthplace. His birthplace used to be like north or west of town or something, and they moved it. It's a one-room shack. And they have like a cool museum. Now it's really cool. They have like a pool. Well, they used to have a pool. I don't know if it's still there. And they have a museum and all this cool stuff. But our little church, every year, at a couple times a year, so one being January 8th, which is his birthday. And then when did he die? What was the day? Was it in August?
No, I don't remember.
It was in. It was. Wait.
He was born
was
January
it August
8th.
Or April.
I can't remember. So two times during the year, around his birth and around his death, we would be sitting there in church, and then just hordes of tourists would just come walking in with cameras and start taking pictures, and then all the deacons would panic, and they'd be like, no, 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 he didn't go to church here. He didn't go to church here. And they would have to, like, shoo him out.
Wow.
They'd be like, do you want to stay? Do you want to stay for church?
Elvis Presley.
Get out of here.
August 16th, 1977.
Okay, that's what I thought. So it was pretty crazy.
That is crazy.
Elvis Town. And then, like, the diner where he ate one time, Dairy Cream, not Dairy Queen, is still there. And the hardware store where he bought his first guitar is sitting there.
That's pretty
downtown.
Cool. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty. And then we had people that went to church with us that were like relatives, like cousin. He was my cousin.
Wow. That's cool. I know Buck, he's actually Elvis's cousin or something. He's related to Elvis. That's what he's not.
But I'm talking, I'm not talking any removal. I'm like, he was like my cousin, like first cousin.
Yeah, I get that.
You know, so it's pretty, it was neat. That was like Tupelo's, that was it.
That's pretty cool.
But it's cool. It gives Tupelo this charm because it's the birthplace of rock and roll.
Yeah,
in a sense.
Cool.
In a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of, not really, but
I mean, because Chuck Berry, man.
Yeah. Well, and if you want to, but then Mississippi's just got so much musical heritage that people like the birthplace of the blues, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
It's where
Waverly.
Waverly. That crappy Christian man was from there.
No.
Let's see,
Christian man.
The what's his face that made the deal with the devil at the crossroads? That happened in Mississippi.
Bum Thugs and Harmony.
I tried to go make a deal.
The Charlie Daniels Band.
No,
Charlie Daniels
That's
Band.
Georgia. I'm talking about, I think it's Robert Thompson.
Oh, yeah, Devil Went Down
to
Georgia.
Robert Thompson? I can't remember.
He was looking for his soul. It wasn't Georgia,
guy.
Mississippi?
It's a different
there's
guy.
There isn't a Georgia, Mississippi?
There's an Alabama, Mississippi.
There is?
No. And there's not a Georgia, Mississippi either.
All right. Back.
I don't know anything about the South. They lost. We don't get that history in Texas.
That's weird.
Also, back in the day on May 12th, 177 years ago in 1839, a Shawnee Indian chief cursed the Great White Father for violating Indian treaties.
Shawnee!
That supposedly started the strange cycle of deaths at the White House.
What?
Every president elected or reelected at 20-year cycles died in office from 1840 through 1960. Now, if you don't believe that, check this out. In 1840, William Henry Harrison died of pneumonia 30 days after inauguration. 1860, Abraham Lincoln, assassinated. 1880, James Garfield, assassinated. 1900, William McKinley, assassinated. 1920, Warren G. Harding died of mysterious natural causes.
What?
1940, Franklin D. Roosevelt died of a brain hemorrhage in his fourth term. 1960, John F. Kennedy assassinated. 20 years apart, starting at 1840 through 1960.
It's insane.
Coincidence? I think not.
That natural causes one.
What?
Yeah, that's... Whoa! That's pretty neat,
isn't it? Throw the whole show off there.
That's pretty neat over there, isn't it? I saw that.
What the heck?
Why didn't they get him to do it? I don't know.
Why are you freaking out? That's Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
That's Mark Hamill.
I know!
They look the same.
I'm in shock right now.
Finish your story.
I'm done.
No, ruined it.
I don't even know what to say.
The natural causes one is the creepiest one.
Oh yeah. Anyways, I look over at Steve-O's computer and he has a picture.
It's an AB picture. One side is young Mark Hamill and the other side is Sebastian Stan.
Him with Luke's hair on him.
That is insane.
It's the guy that plays Winter Soldier. And seriously, if you put a blonde wig on Sebastian Stan, he looks exactly like Mark Hamill.
It is him. It is so
Man,
creepy.
Disney's got to be kicking themselves. They need to make a young Luke movie, I guess.
I mean, the whole president's getting, you know, the whole curse, you know, that was whatever. This, whoa.
This is a big time deal.
You got to post that. Post it on a Facebook
page. I honestly don't even know what story you were telling anymore.
Because you were the same as us. Yeah.
Crazy. That's scary.
Man.
Yo, goofballs.
You got to post that picture. That's crazy.
No.
Dude, that's been going around the internet for like 2 weeks.
I've never seen it.
I've never seen it until just now either.
Come on.
That is...
I think Nikki and Sam, Nikki from art and Sam from accounting,
man.
I think they've already hashed all this stuff out.
So are they going to use him for Luke Skywalker when he's young? Because
they need to.
That's crazy. Just unbelievable.
Sorry, okay.
Man,
I wish you
could. I love Sebastian Stan. I'm
ruining
sorry, guys.
Everything.
I do.
Y'all just
you're talking, and I'm just like, Sebastian.
Guys, we got a comment on Facebook that I have to read.
All right.
Rights equals justice equals host of Man versus Bush, Martinez-y and their administrations.
What?
$14.5 billion in New Mexico and counting for damages to people. Marijuana relative. Good as money in the bank. It's this guy, Scott. He's always posting about marijuana on our wall. It's like the fourth time.
What?
Yeah, it's on there. You can go look at it.
Okay. I'm going to post this for those that want to see what completely threw Dexter off track.
Scott, we get it, man. You want weed to be legal. Okay, whatever.
Good morning. Good morning. We got a big show this morning. Lots to talk about. We'll tell you all about it. Taylor's got some headlines. We'll check traffic. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
What's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump meeting with House Speaker Paul Ryan.
He loves this country and he wants to see something good happen, and I think we're going to do better if we're unified.
The Cannes Film Festival opens in the French Riviera. Security will be high this year for the 69th annual festival.
The SpaceX Dragon splashed down in the Pacific.
Federal judge blocking the merging of office supply titan Staples and Office Depot because of antitrust concerns.
Forbes' most valuable brands.
Police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black man in South Carolina also is facing civil rights charges.
Folic acid could be linked to autism.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility for car bomb in a Baghdad neighborhood.
People were injured in Kentucky by severe storms that spawned at least one tornado.
What it did to some of these trucks, you know, it picked some of them up, spun them around, turned them over.
Rough weather could be a factor from North Texas on up to eastern Missouri.
Just a lot happening all around the world. 637.
High today of 81 degrees.
No? Yep.
Okay. Lots of weird and wild things out there. No accidents to report. So you're doing good. Lots of green. Green means go, but go cautiously and peacefully, my friend. That's your look at traffic.
We want to thank Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia for being a part of the station supporting Star 88. They stock over 600 new and used vehicles for you to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers. The Petrie family of dealerships have been serving Albuquerque and the surrounding areas for over 27 years. You can shop 24/7 online at PetrieBuickGMC.com and PetrieKia.com. Starmie, hello. That's you out there listening. Thank you. Big show this morning. Huge. Yeah. Ginormous. You guys remember my first stunt kid, Dilbert, number one?
Yeah.
He remember last time we talked to him, we asked him to put together a Christian comedy routine?
Oh, no.
I think he's ready to go this morning.
Awesome. Really?
I want to hear it. I want to hear that. We got a dump button just ready.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll track down him sometime this morning. We will discuss DC Talk and their big announcement.
Yep.
Oh, man. Yes, we will.
Steve-O has your Whiskey Tango this morning. I have a great story about the bizarre and hilarious special requests that this hotel staff gets every day from wealthy businessmen. You know, next time I book a room somewhere, I'm going to ask for something crazy and see if they actually follow through with it.
Well, do you have to pay for stuff like that extra?
I guess maybe it just depends on where you stay, I guess.
It just depends on what you want in your room.
If you stay at some of those, you know, upper scale.
Yeah, the more reputable ones.
They like actually have people that's their job is to make sure that they accommodate you.
That's true. We didn't utilize that, Teo.
For what?
When we were in L.A. that one time, like when we got to stay at a hotel that one time.
Good grief. That whole trip was just a nightmare.
Stop it. It was so much fun. We got to go to Disneyland.
Disneyland was so much fun.
It was crazy.
Yeah, I wish I was with you guys then.
No.
I thought it was fun.
But we did. It was within walking distance of a local burger joint
that was great.
Like to frequent in California.
Yeah. No!
Yeah.
No!
Oh, yeah, it was. Okay. It was really good.
Well, that's good.
We were inside and outside of that place very quickly.
Yeah.
You can text the show, 505-585-LIVE, 585-5483. The phone lines are open at 338-3700. Let's just jump right into this, huh?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's just do this right now.
Oh, Oh, please.
That was cray cray.
It was cray cray.
Thank you. Update. An Albuquerque woman stolen food truck has been recovered.
Yeah! Yeah! Awesome!
There's some good news to share about a story KOB, I like to call him Cobb, first shared with you Tuesday. An Albuquerque woman's food truck has been stolen, but the owner of the food truck, Christina Leader, says her truck has since been found. She remembered she had parked it around the block.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, shut up.
She sent KOB a picture with two Albuquerque police officers after the truck was recovered Wednesday morning. Leader says it was found at an abandoned home, but did not say whether or not it had been damaged.
Wow, that's cool.
Clap your hands, everybody.
And everybody clap your hands.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That is good.
Stoked for that, Miss Lady.
Yep. That, you know, she was bumming, man.
Well, yeah. She was bumming. She was bumming.
That's not cheap.
They stole her food truck.
Well, she owns a restaurant, too.
In other terrifying local news, police are looking for a prisoner who escaped from Memorial Medical Center in Las Cruces Wednesday night. The Las Cruces Sun News reports Michael Derby, 24 years old, escaped custody at the hospital and allegedly stole a copper-colored 2001 Dodge Ram that was pulling a rusty white trailer at the time. If you can't find that car, then you're just not looking for it.
Yeah.
A copper-colored 2001 Dodge Ram pulling a rusty white trailer. Police say the possible license plate of the truck is New Mexico 287STD. Derby is described as a 5'11" and 180 pounds. That is for real. With short hair and a light goatee, it just gets worse. He has a skull tattoo on his calf. He's accused of a string of crimes in recent days in Las Cruces and El Paso, including eluding police after allegedly carjacking and kidnapping a driver. Anyone who sees him is asked to call 911. It's a copper 2001 Dodge Ram pulling a white rusty trailer.
We should be able to find that.
I don't know, man.
Well, we live in New Mexico, so
that's ridiculous. Okay, a cop in St. Louis tried to arrest a one-armed man on an outstanding warrant on Saturday, and the guy beat him over the head with his prosthetic limb.
When I came home, there was a man in my house. I fought with this man.
Whatever.
He had a mechanical arm. You find this man.
Actual audio.
Gosh, that movie.
The one-armed guy did it?
Was so good.
So,
the one-armed guy did it?
He's facing charges for assault, and they took the arm as evidence. So not only is he, you know, facing charges, but he's a one-armed man again.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
It was me. It was the one-armed man.
Oklahoma man is training for American Ninja Warrior.
Oh,
just change the name.
Oh, please.
He's a ninja. American Ninja Warrior in Farmington.
That's cool.
Yeah, that is
He's
really
from
cool.
Oklahoma. I think we have a clip, right?
Yeah, I think we do.
I'm on my way to Oklahoma City. I'm going to compete in American Ninja Warrior.
It's a feat that most of us couldn't even imagine finishing.
I've done it three times.
I'm ready. I've been putting a lot of work. I'm ready for me to.
Shadul Diaka, known as Sue, is a local trainer who says even though he doesn't have a course to train on.
Like the sumo ladder, I don't have it over here.
It doesn't matter.
That's right.
That's one thing. So what I did was like, I improvised. I just got my
I was watching this guy, and
walk
he...
walk over there and jump on that bridge.
He is the real deal,
yeah?
Man. He's the real deal. And I don't know if you guys watch American Ninja Warrior,
but I
watch American Ninja Warrior. And John Dotson was on it one season, a couple seasons ago.
He was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did he make it? That show.
Oh, yeah.
They always watch.
No, he didn't make it past the first round.
Dang,
that's the thing with American Ninja Warrior is,
it's
think about it.
Really difficult.
These guys train year-round. I mean, that's...
they're ninjas.
They put their heart and soul into something, and then they have to run this course, and one mistake... they're out, and they have to wait till next year. So I can't even imagine what that'd be like. It's devastating.
What knocked John out?
I can't even remember what knocked
probably
him out.
Probably a rival group of ninjas.
Yeah,
no,
probably.
It wasn't.
It was
different.
The hand.
No,
they showed up, and they were like...
Another there's another friend of mine that I can't wait. I know he's going to make it because he posts video of him of himself working out at the because there's a gym in town that you can do all the obstacles.
Oh, cool!
And his name's Daniel Rotman, and this guy is unbelievable. But
you're just watching videos that he posted.
Yeah,
cool man. Yeah.
He's my buddy.
I got a buddy named Raphael doing it, and he's a giant green turtle.
Yeah!
Yeah, Daniel, you're going to make it.
I'm partial to Michelangelo.
He listens to the show.
No, he's not. He just enjoys pizza.
He is too easily distracted by pizza and women.
That's why he's my favorite. That's true. I was raised by Ted Theodore Logan and Michelangelo the Ninja Turtle.
And I was raised by wolves. You don't see me complaining.
Yeah. That's true. Speaking of complaining, the lady with the food truck may have gotten her truck back, but the thieves took all of her equipment from inside the food truck.
Oh, man. Yeah. Update over
we
the
We just got an update
line.
On the
my
update.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Update oh, on the my update. Gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's so, nuts.
Poor thing.
A woman robbed a Radio Shack. Pause. Yes. Yes, guys. Radio Shack still exists.
I had no idea, honestly, until you said that.
That's bigger news. I'm going to make
weird.
This two news items. Number one. Radio Shack still exists.
That's crazy.
In further news, a woman robbed a Radio Shack in California on Tuesday after an employee forgot to lock the door. Well. But she set off the silent alarm, so she was arrested for burglaring.
Yeah, didn't Radio Shack is going out of business,
Radio
right?
Shack!
Didn't they merge with somebody? Didn't somebody buy Radio Shack?
Probably.
I think
my uncle bought it for chump change. Yeah.
I don't understand why somebody would go there. Last time I was there, things are so expensive compared to just going to one of the, the big chains.
Radio Shack was cool. Here's why. All of the store layouts, they were tiny. And so you'd walk in, if you were a kid, you walk in, and there'd be the cool, remote control cars, and then they'd have, entertainment stuff, blah, blah, blah. But then the further back you started just getting to, gadgets and bits, and you're and you'd get lost, and then some weird employee would come out and be like, follow me.
You're right, because every time I've ever gone into a Radio Shack, it's almost like going into the Apple Store and having to talk to a genius. They just make you feel really dumb.
Yep.
They're like the nerdy engineer types. No offense, engineer,
You want to wind up in a Radio Shack on a bad Tuesday. That's when everything goes wrong.
My grandpa Toth, he worked at one when he retired.
Did he?
Just to stay busy. And he was one of those nerdy, geeky guys. And if he just made you feel stupid all the time if you didn't understand how.
Okay, but here's a question. Mm-hmm. As a former genius, did he make you feel stupid? Or are you just stupid?
I'm just saying, sometimes
you're talking down to me, and it's like, no, I just use the word computer. The thing you're holding in your hand, it's called a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're probably just getting crappy reads because you're using a low-quality voltometer.
It's because you use technical terms like internet and Wi-Fi. I don't even know what that means. Oh, genius. Blah.
Yeah, but we're not talking about
who's
that.
Who's the idiot?
We're talking about Radio Shack.
Yeah, it's
Radio Shack lingo.
I mean, I don't have a stake in this or anything. I don't care. I don't even care.
I probably talked to you in the past. It was probably you.
It was probably me.
Probably was him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Radio Shack was it's a different scenario. At least at Apple, they do customer service training. At Radio Shack, they would just, you walked in and they were looking down on you. If you're ever in a place where you have to turn to a cell phone company representative for a sense of normalcy, then you're in a bad place.
Yeah,
you're like in Radio Shack trying to find some little gear, and then you look over at the Verizon guy who's just going, man, I'm sorry, man. I don't go to that corner of the store. I stay up here.
Right.
Dude, so Sprint took over some of the Radio Shack stores. Sprint.
Sprint?
Yeah, Liveline. Thanks, Arlington, Texas.
That's even worse.
Also, Dodson lost on the grip hang. Cowboy was also on American Ninja Warrior.
Grip hang is rough.
Dude, for reals.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Hey. You're talking about Radio Shack.
You are, Bill.
Yeah, I am now.
What's up?
Hey. Anyways, you told a story about a guy who, or person who broke in because the front door was unlocked.
Yeah.
Okay, I was in high school. And I was, this is way back, before you guys were born.
Probably like the 50s.
Stop it.
Anyways, I was out. This was before I was a good person.
56.
I was out walking around with a buddy in the middle of the night. And we were walking by a strip mall, and there was a Radio Shack. And my buddy checked the front door, and it was unlocked.
Yes.
And I stood there, and he stood there, and we're like, should we? And thank God a little voice in my head said, do it, and you're looking at 10 to 20.
Wow.
And I just backed away. I said, no, let's get out of here.
That's and, awesome. That's
good, man.
Yeah.
Was this before or after the world changed from black and white to color?
It was still black and white.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. Because he made the right decision. It was definitely black and white. Yeah! Bill, we love you, man.
So good.
Love you, too. Bye. All right,
see you, Bill.
That man, can I just say, he portrays a grump on our show sometimes.
He's great.
Him and his wife showed up at the hospital, because his wife works at that hospital. But
not
he showed up
your case here.
To pick up his wife with Chipotle for Christmas.
Oh, that's awesome.
Chipotle. And was like, dude, and just like, servant, man.
That's
that
cool.
Dude is one of the rad. I'm crushing the persona of grumpy old man Bill. But in real life, he's actually not that old, and he's also one of the kindest dudes I know. Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy him. Your Facebook really posts, do. Bill.
Yeah, they're pretty funny.
I don't, you right-wing nut. I'm just kidding.
Some people think Kelly Ripa pushed Michael Strahan out early because she was mad about how he left. But she says it's only because they needed to find a replacement
as
soon as possible.
Whatever.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Drama.
Morley Safer is retiring from 60 Minutes after 46 seasons.
Who?
Yes.
Man.
Well, he's old because his name is Morley.
Yeah.
A descendant of Jacob Marley.
You
might remember.
Nope.
From Dickinson's, or Dickens,
Charles
A Christmas
Dickens.
Carol.
Yep.
Gosh.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Jacob Marley was dead to begin with.
Ooh.
If you're looking for a good baby name,
Morley.
Morley.
Morley is the one.
That is it.
I'm gonna say,
nobody names their kid Morley
anymore.
You know
what? I got you. Ready
Middle
for this?
Middle name ambiguous.
Morley Mortimer Toth.
Whoa.
Morley Mortimer.
Mortimer.
Morley Mortimer Toth. Morley Mortimer.
What happened? Did you?
Morley Mortimer.
Did you?
Many strokes.
Morley.
Barnum.
Morley.
CBS is paying tribute to him this Sunday with a special called Morley Safer. Check out this guy's name.
I'm just kidding.
That's not what it's called.
Morley Safer, A Reporter's Life. It'll air after the regular episode of 60 Minutes.
So they should have just called it 120 Minutes.
No, they would have had to call it like 3,000 million minutes. 46 seasons of 60 Minutes. Serena Williams tried a spoonful of her dog's gourmet food and immediately regretted her decision.
Yeah.
I put some in his bowl. I'm like, what the heck? I'm going to try a piece.
No.
It looks good. So I eat a spoonful.
Oh.
Don't judge me. I ate a spoonful.
That's disgusting.
Let's fast forward to 2 hours. I just ran to the toilet like I thought I was going to pass out.
Oh, no.
I mean, it did taste weird, like the house cleaner kind of thing. I don't
okay.
know what they
use dog food.
So now I feel really sick. It was just a spoonful.
My daughter, Jaden, when she was like one and a half, she would crawl around and sneak up to the dog bowl and eat the dog food.
No. Johnny likes to play in Rocket's water,
Johnny,
so we have to put it. He doesn't try to eat anything.
He eats rocks, man. That kid eats everything.
He just likes to play in the water. That's different.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, are you a DC Talk fan?
Oh man,
are you?
Major announcement.
Are you a Jesus freak?
We'll talk about it when we come back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
In its earliest days, the major function of radio was news. News was the warp and woof of life. But with this contribution came a bonus. Entertainment.
What's the scariest experience you had as a child?
Probably the death of my father.
Okay.
This happens all the time.
I was six.
Man.
Really sucked. Yeah. Next.
They tell us radio is dead, but this isn't entirely true. It is gone, all right, but it isn't dead.
And she went on to work the fields, and she did a lot of just crazy, amazing work. And that's it.
Are you reading? Are you still reading?
Just trying to.
Radio lives on in our minds and hearts because part of our national heritage was formed when radio was king. When radio was king.
7-Eleven. Good morning.
Hey! High today of 81 degrees.
Traffic. All right, guys, we got an accident, and the two center lanes are blocked. I-40 East at Rio Grande Boulevard. That's going to be a mess this morning. Also, just a little bit east of that, I-40 East at 6th Street, another accident reported. So if you are eastbound on 40, you're going to have a tough time getting to work. Good luck. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic! You can text the show. Steve-O?
505-585-LIVE. That's 505-585-5483.
You can call in at 338-3700. Around 8 o'clock this morning, we will talk to my very first stunt boy named Dilbert Number One.
Dilbert!
He has a comedy routine he's going to perform.
Are we like the warm-up?
I don't know. I don't know if he's been hitting some venues. Maybe legit, maybe he's on tour. Man. I don't know.
Super legit.
Maybe he's out with some big comedy tour.
Maybe
I don't know. He's a funny, funny, funny guy. That Dilbert.
We'll find out today.
He gave us a lot of laughs over the years over there. Good times. It's lucky to be alive. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Lucky to be alive.
Steve-O has a whiskey tango on the way.
Oh, man. Do I ever.
Mm-hmm.
Do I ever.
Whoa.
We going international today, y'all.
Yeah.
Going what?
International.
Huh? Yeah.
What'd you say?
We're going international today, y'all.
International.
Didn't catch that one, but no, just
gosh.
Shut up, Dex.
We are going international today, my friend.
Okay.
We are going to cross the pond, across the waters, over the Atlantic, if you will.
Ah!
This story comes from the other side of the globe.
Neat.
I'm trying to think of other ways I can spell it out for you.
It didn't happen.
I forgot you didn't shop at Radio Shack.
Next time, if you could not talk like you're deaf, I'd appreciate it.
Wow.
Because that's exactly what it sounded like to me.
Wow.
I'm
Studio
just playing real.
And Star88.fm.
Oh, my gosh.
I think you need to dump that.
I'm going to dump him. Stop talking like that.
I wish you guys would just... Okay, somebody said just went through I-40 East. No accident in the center lane. That one that's on 6th Street is off to the left, no shoulder. Or left shoulder, no issues. Love you guys. So why does my traffic map lie to me constantly?
Well, I don't know. How long have you guys been in this relationship?
Lies!
A few years
this
now,
thing
right?
Says that I-40 East at Rio Grande, the shoulder is blocked, the accident, and is backed up all the way.
You're a liar! You're a liar!
I think this person was just ahead of the accident. Maybe it happened right behind you, friend.
That's true.
You were too busy texting us to see.
Maybe.
Whoa.
Maybe.
Some now.
All right, let's jump into this because, what was it, a couple weeks ago?
You want to go for a swim with this news?
No. Okay. Gosh.
Was it a couple weeks ago that we heard that the world heard?
It was last week because I missed it because Brody's surgery.
Okay. It was last week.
It was a week ago because all of a sudden the internet lost their minds.
Yeah.
Ah!
They lost their minds because DC Talk.
Decent Christian Talk.
Posted something on the social medias.
First of all, the fact that they had a social media, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They've got a Facebook.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They were gone before MySpace was invented.
True.
DC Talk, they posted a picture, and all it was on the picture was 2017. That's the only thing it said. So DC Talk fans were, oh, my gosh, they're coming back.
It's going to be the biggest news in the history of homeschoolers from the 90s.
Woo! Here's the issue. Most homeschoolers can't swim.
Also, most homeschoolers probably couldn't listen to DC Talk.
True.
I was wrong. They listened to Newsboys and Jars of Clay. DC Talk was a little edgy.
16 years after they first went on hiatus.
16?
Yes, 16 years ago, they put out an album called Intermission.
Ooh.
With a promise to fans that they were going to take a break, do some solo stuff, and then come back soon. 16 years later, they're finally getting back together.
What?
Whoa. Yes. Christian music supergroup DC Talk is reuniting for new performances in 2017.
That's right.
Here's the catch, if you will. They're going to do a concert cruise.
Wait, what?
Yeah, dude. This is a concert of Titanic proportions.
Oh.
The Jesus Freak Cruise is happening in July 2017. But the issue, most fans are baffled at the fact that all of this hype has been thrown out about a four-day cruise.
Yeah.
We're pretty stoked because we got a promo for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got word about this, and they said, guys, we want you to be one of the first to spread the word. And we were like, we're in, man.
Yeah.
What do we got to do? And they said, just press play.
It's been 16 years since the intermission began. The intermission is over. Jesus freaks, grab your floaties.
Oh, boy.
It's the DC Talk Jesus Freak Cruise.
What?
The DC Talk Jesus Freak Cruise. Are you a Jesus freak? Do you like cruises? It's the DC Talk Jesus Freak Cruise.
Jesus Freaks.
Want to be trapped on a boat with 1,000 other Jesus Freaks that can't seem to let the 90s go?
Oh, boy!
Jesus Freaks! Take your pool game skills to the max with Kevin Max.
Okay, everybody out of the pool. We have a baby Ruth situation. Stay calm.
I don't think so.
Jesus Freak.
Live out your dream as the frontman of your favorite Christian band with DC Talk Cruise Ship Karaoke.
I am a thing. I am a murderer. Killed some folks and now I need your grace.
Are you a Jesus Freak?
I can only imagine what it would be like.
Jesus Freaks.
Big table, lots and lots of food. Big yard, we can play football. Big house, it's my father's house.
Jesus Freaks. Special screenings of God's Not Dead and God's Not Dead 2 with Michael Tate. Tour the Hall of Hits with Toby Mac. And even more pool time with Kevin Max. Eat from the supernatural all-you-can-eat buffet and enjoy endless amounts of Toby Mac and Cheese and Michael Tater Tots. Float aimlessly in the pool with K-Max. And watch the other two succeed. Tired of being a Jesus fish out of water? Try to find Kevin Max's former glory with Toby Macopolo. The DC Talk Jesus Freak Cruise.
No alcohol allowed. Oh,
Michael, 1-8.
That
promo was...
That sounds...
That was great.
That sounds great.
That was...
Where can I buy my tickets for that DC Talk Jesus Freak Cruise?
Man, we got to post that promo.
Oh, man.
Guys!
Can you please read some of the Facebook posts?
I can't wait.
The fans of DC Talk have spoken.
They are not happy.
Okay. So, here's the thing. The way it was built up... several cryptic videos, messages teasing this giant announcement for yesterday. It had fans hoping for a new album and tour, and soon after the announcement of the Jesus Freak Cruise was made, the complaints began piling up. Here's one. Now I know how Ralphie from A Christmas Story felt when he decoded the message with his decoder. A lousy commercial!
Yeah.
In the history of hyped up, pre-planned, scheduled announcements from bands, living or dead, this is the worst.
Yeah.
That not
ever. Here's another one. This is a complete slap in the face. It was a very exciting little video until the very end when they ripped my heart out, threw it on the ground, and then stomped on it.
Yeah.
And then Christian news satire site, the Babylon Bee, which a lot of my friends have been tweeting about lately. That is hilarious, that website. It says, DC Talk announces 2017 cruise on Sea of Fans Tears.
Oh, oh goodness.
So the Beautiful. Members of the group have kept Beautiful. Pretty quiet on social media today, yeah. save for Kevin Max, who shared a video of Christopher Cross's sailing as my official statement. He also tweeted a photo of former presidential candidate Ted Cruz with the caption, "Why doesn't anyone want a cruise?"
Gosh. Oh, I mean, man. Come on!
I don't know.
Starmie, I would love to hear from anyone who is excited about this. Because honestly, I did not grow up with DC Talk. I did not dwell within that Christian culture of music. My mom tried desperately, but my ears just didn't. They wouldn't do it, man.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get the hype. I understand that they really are probably a big reason why we have a job here, because they kind of helped make...
They're pioneers.
Yeah, they pioneered the Christian music scene, if you will, for this generation. Because then other people would be like, whatever, man, Keith Green and the Mullins guy and...
Rich Mullins.
The other guys. Yeah. And we'd be like, no, you're right, man, you're so right. Stuff. But I wasn't in that, so I don't understand. You know?
I understand.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah, I get it.
So I don't know.
338-3700, phone line's open. What did you think? Maybe you're a DC Talk fan, you heard the announcement. Were you disappointed that it was a cruise? Maybe
wait. NKOTB has a cruise concert?
Yes.
What?
Here's the deal, guys. K-Love has a Christian cruise every year, and it sells out, and they make so much money.
Oh, man.
And dude, so you gotta, like, this is the thing. That's what they're doing. They're going to come home with a literal boatload of cash.
Yeah.
Because people are going to be like, oh, but this is stupid.
Yeah.
Like, why would you hype up a four-day cruise?
Yeah.
But I kind of understand. We talked to Kevin Max a while ago when we were static. And even then, we were discussing like the whole get back together thing. And he said, logistically, it's a nightmare for the three of them because they all have families and blah, blah, blah. And he was saying...
Well, Tate's the front man of Newsboys now.
Toby Max...
He's incredibly large.
Just this side of Jesus.
K-Max is...
Yeah. K-Max is there, too.
Yeah. He likes to swim a lot. He just
pool time.
Loves the water.
Pool time with K-Max. And they've done like this Christian band karaoke thing where two of them have literally taken over other bands.
Wow.
K-Max has since stepped away. But the thing is, I get that, but this is not a good compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are afraid of water. What if you're the biggest DC Talk fan in the world, but you're deathly afraid of water?
I was on a cruise one time, and it was not fun. Even though I sunburned myself on the first day, which was awful, it was just not fun.
Okay,
it,
what it if they had announced a DC Talk festival, like headlining Cornerstone? Guys, we're bringing back Cornerstone. Cornerstone was like the biggest Christian festival over 4th of July weekend.
Okay.
It was in Illinois.
It was huge.
And it was like Woodstock for Jesus.
Wow.
It was. Okay, seriously.
Did they play it?
And DC Talk's going to headline every night of 3 days of Cornerstone. Do you think people would be as upset?
Yeah, I think that would be cool for fans.
One of the biggest issues is like budget.
Yeah.
Cruises are expensive.
Yeah.
So what if you want to take your whole family on this trip? You can't.
It's literally the opposite of like Winter Jam and Rock and Worship Roadshow. What happened in the Christian industry is they're like, let's get all the biggest bands in the world and sell $10 tickets and spoil everyone with like these extravagant bands so that now we're going to kill the touring market for every other band that tries to go out on their own. We saw this with even major acts like for King and Country when they were here this last time. They were here for Winter Jam and there was 7,000 people. They were here on their own and there were 1,000 people.
Yeah.
And so it's just a bad scene.
I don't know how it's going
to
work out.
On the flip side, shout out to whoever just chimed in on the live line and what was probably my favorite text we've ever received on the live line. A DC Talk cruise sounds about as exciting as a DC comic book movie.
Some ships are just made to sink. But yeah, my thing is, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I saw one fan posted on their Facebook and they pointed out, guys, maybe they're literally just testing the waters in quotation mark to see how it would do. But this is stupid.
Yes.
Like, why would you not do what they should have done? A Nashville concert, a New York concert, an LA concert, and then one other place concert, maybe Denver.
Chicago.
Yeah, somewhere in there to where you're like here in the continental U.S., it's accessible. And then if you're international and you really, really, really want to fly in, then you can fly into New York or L.A.
Honestly, it kind of shows how out of touch. We just got a comment from Santa Fe that says, wow, a cruise could not be more Christian cheesy.
Dude,
I was a huge fan back in the day. I would never do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks to everybody chiming in, by the way, in the live line.
99.9% of the audience.
Oh, people were irate yesterday. It was hilarious.
The only thing bigger than the announcement was the backlash that happened after they announced it.
Yeah.
Well, pretty baffling.
Which, by the way, we've had multiple people chime in and saying, hey, you really need to post that.
So if we post our promo that Dex made, and we all helped
with it. I
didn't
make it. It was the guys from DC Talk.
No, but if we post that, we want everybody to make it go
viral.
You
gotta share it. We want that one to go viral.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Because we're proud of it. Because they sent it to us.
That's right.
Because they sent it to us.
Because we're sharing it. Because they asked us to share it.
Not us. I mean, we weren't mocking DC Talk.
Way larger. If you listen to it, it's really clever.
It's really, yeah. It's pretty
DC Talk is back. It's back, everybody. Yeah! Seasick right now.
Me too.
Ah. Oh no, I think the got an alert from the captain. It says all the bathrooms aren't working anymore.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
Alright, we gotta go to break. Hang on. Yes.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump meeting with House Speaker Paul Ryan.
He loves this country and he wants to see something good happen, and I think we're going to do better if we're unified.
The Cannes Film Festival opens in the French Riviera. Security will be high this year for the 69th annual festival.
The SpaceX Dragon splashed down in the Pacific.
Federal judge blocking the merging of office supply titan Staples and Office Depot because of antitrust concerns.
Forbes' most valuable brands.
Police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black man in South Carolina also is facing civil rights charges.
Folic acid could be linked to autism.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility for car bomb in a Baghdad neighborhood.
People were injured in Kentucky by severe storms that spawned at least one tornado.
What it did to some of these trucks, you know, picked some of them up, spun them around, turned them over.
Rough weather could be a factor from North Texas on up to eastern Missouri.
Bless you.
It is 7:40.
High today of 81.
So, I don't really know what's going on. It looks like that accident that may or may not have existed has been cleared. So, if you're eastbound on 40, you're good right now. But we do have an accident to report at 98th Street at Avalon. So, if you're out in that area, look out for that. That's your look at traffic.
We want to thank Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia for being a sponsor of Star 88. You guys can check out over 600 new and used vehicles for you to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers. Shop 24/7 online at PetrieBuickGMC.com and PetrieKia.com. Thank you for supporting our station. You can as well. Coming up at 8, Dilbert number 1. Dilbert. Dilbert number 1. He was my first stunt kid. Back in my old morning show.
Dude, I can't get wet or something.
Well,
why were you murdering him?
Well, he ate a hot pepper. He ate a hot pepper and he almost died. Which he didn't almost die. He just overreacts. I mean, we did feed him one of the hottest peppers in the world, but he's fine.
What? That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
He's fine. Thank you, Lord, that we did not kill him.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
It was bad, and
That would have been pretty bad.
Dilbert and I, we've talked, we've apologized, and we're all good.
I think murder's still on the top 10 list of like things not to do, right? Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure that's still like in
top 10. Yeah, it's still
don't do that.
Top 10, baby.
It's one of them thou shalt nots.
Yeah,
yeah, you don't want to do that.
No, you don't. Because, you know, if you listen to the Morning Invasion,
yeah,
it never turns out the way that
you expect it.
Exactly.
Today we have a very special edition of Whiskey Tango. The W is for whiskey, and today the T is for terrorism.
What, y'all?
It's not funny.
ISIS has launched a mobile app for children.
Ridiculous.
I'd like to start this story by saying studio at star88.fm because inevitably we're going to get people upset that think we're making light of the fact that ISIS has launched a mobile app for children, considering the horrific tragedies we talked about with Reload Love and children.
Yeah.
But no, this is real. The Islamic State, well known for, I guess they're tech savvy. And they're bringing it to a new group. Children.
Children.
They developed a mobile app called Haroof. Haroof. Haroof is on fire.
Boo. Boo.
H-U-R-O-O-F. I don't know how to say
boo.
It. This isn't... Haroof? Haroof.
Just read the story.
Haroof is on fire. designed specifically to teach children the Arabic alphabet, according to a war journal. Yes, that's right. It said a war journal. The Long War Journal, it's a blog that reports on the global war on terror. The app reportedly released by ISIS's... That's hard to say. ISIS's. ISIS plural sucks. ISIS's.
That's possessive.
Who wants to say that?
It's ISIS possessive.
Yeah, it's ISIS possessive. Grammar king over there.
I had to. Gosh. One time I had to teach Mitch. I tried to teach her the difference between plurals and possessives.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And then I tried to go into...
There, and there.
Plural possessives? No, that's a different thing.
No, yeah, there, and there. I'm with you, man. I'm just so good with grammars. All the grammars.
We'll have a class.
Kelsey grammars.
Yeah.
All of them.
Niles.
All the grammars. ISIS's Office of Zeal. They're working on an Android device. That's right. I said it's only for Android. Because Android is for terrorists.
Okay, Steve.
I feel like he said the truth.
That's going to be the next Apple.
No.
That's going to be their next commercial. Yeah. Terrorists don't use our phones.
We didn't market.
Stop it right now. Oh, my gosh. No.
Just saying it's only available for the Android market. It's not officially available for download through the Google Play Marketplace.
How is that available? I don't understand. I don't really understand how the whole upload and... I thought you always had to get that approved before...
That's probably why it's not officially available.
It's not officially available through Google Play, but they've created it for the Android. Like, you can get it for Android.
All right.
Right? Okay. The Long War Journal posted several images of the app, which is brightly colored. It includes the look and feel one would expect from a children's app. However, it's littered with jihadist terminology, like the alphabet. T is for tank, G is for gun, and R is for rocket.
What?
That's real.
No way. It even
depicts images of weaponry all over the app. Now, this isn't the first app developed by ISIS, but it's the first one to focus specifically on children.
Good grief.
Ghost Security Group, they're a hacking collective, discovered that ISIS has been distributing an app that offered propaganda-laced news and videos running around on, you guessed it, Android exclusive. Here's the crazy thing. Their other app they have includes graphic depictions of executions, battlefield victories, and yes, including videos... Ugh.
It's so hard to wrap your head around it.
Yeah, you know? Because they're targeting children right now.
It's just disgusting.
With their app, but their other app has videos of children, yes, engaging in militant behavior, but also includes beheadings.
Jeez.
Wow.
Children. So there you go. ISIS released their second official app.
That's
crazy. For all the cubs out there is what they said. Cubs, their children, is what they say. The lions are the adult militants, and the cubs are for the children. So just going after the kids. It's seriously like a Sesame Street for ISIS.
Man. Yeah, and I think this is a good time to just, you know, plug an amazing organization. Reload Love.
Absolutely. Speaking of things that people are actually doing for children.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Incredible.
Reload Love, they take bullet casings that have been donated to them. They melt them down, and they make jewelry out of them. They make these really cool bracelets, necklaces, and then they sell them, and the proceeds go to help children who have been affected by ISIS. Because ISIS will come into these villages, these towns, these cities, and they'll just start wiping people out. They'll kill kids. They'll kill families.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah, if you don't turn and follow their God, then they'll kill you. And so a lot of these kids, they lose their families. They have no place to go. And so Reload Love sends the money to these organizations
over
there.
Well, they go out.
They do. They actually, go. They leave Albuquerque and go.
Because it's top secret.
Yeah. And they're on the battlefields, man. Yeah. It's really cool. And they build playgrounds on the battlefields where ISIS has come in and slaughtered people.
Yeah.
So they're doing some amazing things. So if you are looking for a cool gift, the jewelry is beautiful too. It's bullet casings. It's melted down.
And you know, we had Linya Heitzig. She was in studio hanging out with us, talking about Reload Love. And if, man, maybe you're a business, because we talk about this. They it's the larger donations that truly make the impact, because the jewelry, you know, that's something that can help raise awareness, but they're not going to be able to fund a playground on just selling the jewelry alone. So, by the way, update. 585 Live is the live line. That's 585-5483. Someone pointed out the terrorists in San Bernardino used iPhones. So, go Android. That's what they said.
Thank you. There you go.
Terrorist, equal opportunity technology users.
Okay. Alrighty. Let's do some headlines.
I mean, it's true. They just, you know, whatever. Whatever's clever, am I right? That's their slogan. News!
Robert Downey Jr. doesn't care about being the highest paid actor.
Deshrat.
Well, that's because when you have more money than anyone, do you really, at this point, does it matter?
That's a good point.
Does it matter?
That's a good point. Like, you know, I'd like to talk to Robert Downey Jr. broke and see what he says.
Robert Downey Jr. has been the highest paid actor in the world for 3 straight years. Last year, he made $80 million, and he supposedly has a net worth of $220 million.
Wow.
But he says he doesn't care about the money. Quote, could you imagine back in, let's call it the golden era, you know, my dad's age, Pacino's and De Niro's, do you think they'd have ever allowed such a paltry discussion reducing, like, them to a monetary figure?
Mm-hmm.
But he does have his indulgences. We've all heard how he has all of his furniture shipped with him wherever he goes.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
And now he says he spends a ton on Epsom salts and baking soda for baths.
So get this. When they filmed, because they filmed the Avengers here, right?
Yes.
So I had a friend who actually worked on set with him. And he said he was the weirdest guy you'll ever meet in your life. So there's... He has a group of people, a posse.
Posse.
That follows him. There's a guy specifically hired to walk around with, what do you call it?
The incense?
Incense, yes.
Really?
The incense. He's like the incense man. And he carries the incense around, and he has to be right next to Robert Downey Jr. at all times.
Really?
Because the air in New Mexico is so dry. He needs to have a certain type of whatever.
Aroma.
And he hires all these people to do these weird things.
It's just part of his essence.
Well, whatever. I guess you got the money to do it. But he's just really weird.
He says, quote, when it comes to the end of the month, my team goes, would you like to know what you've gone through in Epsom salts and baking soda? And I say, I would not, but can we buy bulk? Yeah. I always offer a solution.
Well, there you go.
Good old Tone Cheese Stark.
Tony Stank. You know what's better than eating candy?
No.
Eating candy with more candy stuffed inside. Reese's is making a peanut butter cup stuffed with Reese's Pieces.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, I can
dude.
Get down with
the
this.
People at Reese's too. Just confirmed they're about to release a brand new Reese's peanut butter cup that's stuffed with many Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
Go on sale in July.
That's what I'm talking about! Woo!
What about a Starburst stuffed with a Skittle?
Oh, my God.
Yeah! Oh, wait. Hold on. Yeah!
Or maybe a Red Vine stuffed with a Twizzler.
Okay.
Come on. Fat kids don't care what candy stuffed with what candy.
Or maybe
what about a York Peppermint Patty stuffed with a Junior Mint?
Or maybe you could have a pepper stuffed with Brussels sprouts.
I think you missed
Count it.
No, I think you missed the point.
Count it.
It was sweet tart stuffed with sprees. Woo! Yeah! Yeah!
Did you just? Where did you go?
I feel like
you were on the mountain of Punjab.
Did your incense guy come in?
Yeah, that was.
Is that what happened?
My tongue just is. I couldn't control it. It just kind of.
You need some Epsom salt. You weirdo, quit taking baths. Wait, you've already done that.
Oh, man.
A new study found parents can only predict if their kid is lying to them about half the time, Steve-O.
Ooh, really?
They're much more likely to assume their kid is telling the truth even when that's wrong.
Mm-mm.
What if you're more likely to just assume your kid's lying?
Yeah, that's me, bro.
Lies!
Always assume the worst.
Speaking of assuming the worst, a new study found people who stay friends with their ex are more likely to exhibit the traits of a psychopath.
Well...
And
see, I'm not
reason,
crazy, Chrissy.
The main reason people stay friends with an ex is because they want something from them.
Oh.
What do they want? Love and affection.
Okay. Wait, really?
Yes.
Mm.
No, I made that up. But that's what they want.
Well, yeah, of
they want to be acknowledged by the one person that made them the most vulnerable.
Yeah, I had a couple friends that were like that. Whenever they'd break up with a girl, they continued being friends.
Ugh.
And that's just so weird
to me. That's weird to me. But how is it? Okay, but on the flip side... Like, every girl I know, like, still knows at least a ex. Like, the girls are like, it's cool, we dated in high school, it's totally cool, whatever. And the dudes are like, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know any dudes who are like, oh, yeah, bro, we totally dated, we're, like, super besties.
I don't know.
I got a couple friends like that, and it's weird to me.
It is
so
weird.
So now, that, you know what, that makes sense. They're
maybe
psychopaths.
It's the way you dated. Maybe it's the relationship
you
had.
That's a big deal.
Right? Yeah.
Maybe.
Because you look at divorced couples, they need to stay friends,
yeah, that's true.
Especially if they have children,
yeah.
Because the children need to see some kind of semblance of a healthy relationship,
well,
even between two people that, you know, have broken ties.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should be that way.
Yeah,
it should be.
Who know what I think, though? I don't think much. Gene Simmons apologized for saying that Prince's death was... pathetic.
Whoa!
He was quoted as saying
that
Prince's death was pathetic. He said, quote, I apologize. I have a long history of getting very angry at what drugs do to families and friends of the addicts.
Well, in a way, I understood when he first came out, I don't know, it was a few days ago, that he actually came out and said that.
Yeah.
I understand that it's frustrating. He didn't have to die.
Well,
that's how it happens to all of us.
Yeah, he did have to. He just didn't have to die.
Today could be the last day of your life.
You don't know.
You're gonna die today.
But when there's a situation that you could prevent, you know,
right?
You are in control. That's what's frustrating.
Ready.
Yeah.
There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come.
I don't even know what you're singing.
What?
Is that a
Aaron
song?
It was an Aaron Neville.
Oh,
it was
cover.
Oh.
No, it was a DC Talk cover of a Rich Mullins song called "Wish We'd All Been Ready." I think it was Rich Mullins. Could be wrong.
No clue.
I'll ask Peter Benson. He'll correct me.
Yep.
Right. Apple may stop all music downloads for iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Apple really, really, really wants you to get on Apple Music.
I did.
Well, I've been there
for
a while.
Maybe not.
More news later on. We're working on getting that promo posted so you guys can spread it around like a virus.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the live line. Eloise's "Oh My Gosh" is my favorite sound ever. All caps. All right.
When
we got a
come
real
back,
treat for you.
Real treat. We're going to have some comedy for you guys.
Mm.
A comedian will be joining us next. Hang out.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. It's time for The Morning Invasion.
I love those guys.
On Star 88.
And Steph Curry is the first ever MVP to win by unanimous vote. That never happens in anything. I mean, our country is so divided right now. I think that's the kind of unity that America needs right now. I think Steph Curry should be our next president. That feels right. Think about it. Think about it. He plays for the Warriors, so that's military experience. He's a job creator because it takes three people to cover him. And he is ready to debate Donald Trump because he already has plenty of experience slamming round orange objects.
Dude, perfection.
Yes.
I'm going to ride in Steph Curry. Great idea, Colbert.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for being a part of the Starmy. My name is Dex. Steve-O.
I am Steve-O.
Teo.
And the three of us make
Wild Stallion.
I said Power Rangers.
No. First of all, there's more than two Wild Stallions there's only two, so there's more of us. We can't do that. There's like five Power Rangers, depending on which iteration. I mean, we can't be that either. What was the solid three? The Three Musketeers, there was four of those.
Musketeers!
No, because there was Athos, Porthos, and Aramis, and then D'Artagnan.
You can't talk about products.
D'Artagnan was like the fourth one that came in, so essentially there were actually four Musketeers.
I am D'Artagnan!
Thank you, Alexander Dumas, for writing incredible books.
It's 8:05.
High today of 81 degrees.
Traffic be great. That you're looking traffic.
Wow.
Nothing going on? Lots of congestion. I don't see any accidents to report. There is the one way out 98th Street at Avalon Road that we covered a little while ago. But yeah, typical morning time traffic. Good luck. That's your luck, drive.
Back in the day, many, many moons ago.
Many moons.
See, I've been doing radio for...
moons.
It's probably about 17 years now. Mm-hmm. Man, I can't believe... Coming up on my 20-year reunion.
Man, I'm
high school reunion. That's crazy.
Man, that's cool, man.
Man. Yeah, so back when I first started in radio, I lived in Bozeman, Montana. And
Bozeman.
Started in radio right out of high school, pretty much. And there was a kid that used to call me all the time. His name was Greg. And Greg would request songs. And Greg had this passion for radio. He just wanted so badly to learn everything about radio, to be a part of it. And so I kind of took him under my wing, and he came out to the radio station a few times and hung out, and he was just a good kid. Well, later on in my radio career, I needed a stunt boy, and the first person I thought of was Greg.
Greg.
And we had changed his name to Dilbert.
Dilbert.
And he's joining us on the show right now from Bozeman, Montana.
Bozeman.
Heaven, yeah. What? I say heaven, yeah. Instead of like hell, yeah, I say heaven, yeah. Because it sounds more awesome.
Okay, Dilbert, you can't say that. Okay?
Why didn't anybody hit the button? Like
well, I mean,
you know what? It's,
oh, I'm sorry.
All right, so we talked to you, how long ago was it? 3-4 weeks ago? And we asked you to come up with a comedy routine because that's what you're doing. You're doing stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Okay, and we said it needs to be a Christian comedy routine.
That's true. Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
So all far, right. It hasn't really gone that direction. So.
Well, I was afraid because I was like, okay, well, it's a Christian radio station, so like, how am I going to do this? And... like, I was nervous, I'll be honest with you, 100%. Like, I was nervous, and I didn't know what to do. So that's why I had to call back. So, like, if someone, like, okay, I'm just going to drop it right there.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, you're doing good. You're doing good.
Wait, was that a joke? Did he already start?
No, he hasn't started yet.
Okay, I was like, wait.
I was going to say, dang, dude, that even for Christian radio, that's bad.
Well... here's the thing. Here's the thing. I think everybody can agree that doing stand-up
is tough.
Is really, really hard. You just can't get up there and just tell some jokes. I mean, you have to have a routine. You know, you have to share stories, whether they're made up or they're part of your life. You know, the greats, they always shared situations that had happened to them. And they just their delivery was just amazing, and it takes time to develop that. So, how long have you been doing stand up?
I've been doing stand up for a couple of years. I actually started back in 2010.
That's six.
I did stand up over there, and I called you up. I remember doing that when you worked for The Edge. I called you up over there, and my good friend Charlie, like, he's been helping me out. Like, it's hard for me because I'm like a nice dude, and I
You're
try
really
not
nice
to like do the dirty like stand up.
Yeah, you know what? So, and there's a lot of great comedians out there that don't
sin
do that.
Bad.
That don't need the dirty comedy.
Jim Gaffigan.
Sure.
Brian Regan.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great comedians.
Dude, if you can do clean humor, you win.
Yeah.
It's easy to do. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
It's not easy.
So are you ready? Did you put something together?
Yeah, I did a little bit together. Like, the thing about me is, like, when I do stand-up, I like to just go with it rather than just, like, because a lot of comedians will be like, okay, let's just have, like, note cards, or they'll be going off their iPads or whatever. Right. But I just like to roll with it because it's like, yo, what's up? Like, that's real life.
Okay.
So do you want us to interact? Like, do you want us to laugh, or will it throw you off? Are we supposed to be quiet?
Oh, you could do whatever you want. Like, that's the best part. Like, okay. You could do whatever you want. So if you want to boo me, you'd be like, oh, boo.
Okay, that's cool.
I'll be like, okay,
so
that was
we'll
awesome.
We'll be like a studio audience.
Yeah.
Pretend you're up on stage, and we're at a comedy club, and you're doing your thing up on stage.
Here's the deal, though. If you say a cuss word, we're hanging up on you. Just hanging up.
Okay, can I say something real quick? You guys got an awesome morning show, so
thanks,
anybody who's down in Albuquerque is blessed right now to listen to you guys.
That's sweet.
Thanks, that's really
very
cool.
Sweet. Thanks, still going to hang up if you say a cuss word.
Sorry.
Let's keep it clean, Dilbert, okay? All right.
Okay, I'll try to do this. Okay, so I live in Montana, and it's pretty nice out right now. But it snows like, okay, I'll take that back. Okay, so it's time to start. It's right. Oh, man.
Wait. No, you got it.
Dude,
you're doing
down.
It. You're doing a good job.
Sorry.
Just
awesome,
do it. You're
this.
Doing great.
Doing good.
The crowd loves you.
Nobody can see you. Just do it.
And nobody listens to our show anyway.
Yeah, so you're good. It's just the three of us in here.
So say you live in Montana. And, like, God's up in heaven. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, cool, like...
Wait, you're trying to think of it right now?
Gilbert, I thought you had this all planned.
No, I'm not trying
Let
to think of it right
go.
Now.
Okay.
Let him go.
Sorry,
gosh,
we'll be quiet.
This is part of it.
Start over. Go ahead.
So you guys see the TV show Punk'd, right?
Yeah!
With Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, with Ashton Kutcher, where he's like, yeah, he's got Punk'd.
Yep,
okay,
I've
so
seen that.
I'm in Montana, and, oh my God, it going to fail.
No. You're doing great.
Come on, man.
Dilbert, you're doing fine. You haven't even started.
Okay, Dilbert, listen. This is Teo. Okay? You've got this. Take a deep breath. I want to hear you take a deep breath. Take a deep breath.
Oh my God.
Okay.
No, you can do it.
Now go.
Yeah.
First joke. Just
all right.
Go.
All right. Introducing to the stage now, brand new comedian. He hails from Bozeman, Montana. Give it up for Dilbert, everybody. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. So, okay. You know what? I'm just going to do like my regular routine.
Okay.
No.
So, no.
Okay.
If you say a cuss word.
So, like, imagine this. Like, people are like fist pumping.
Yeah.
I always thought piss pumping was like the weirdest stuff.
Oh God!
Like you just have to imagine it. Like just imagine people fist pumping.
Got it.
Oh my God.
Yes.
That's good. That was a good joke.
Wait, was that a joke?
That was a good joke.
It just looked. Oh my God.
Wait, this is the funniest routine I've ever heard in my life. No. Wait, are you trying to talk to us like? Like breaking the fourth wall, or was that part of the routine?
He's doing the routine, guys.
No, that's part of the routine.
I am dying right now, and this is the funniest thing I've ever heard. Just
okay,
go, Dilbert.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, man.
Okay, so you guys. Okay, I'll pretend I'm talking to your audience. You guys have seen Punk'd, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I live up in Montana, and it's like nice out every day. Can you imagine God up in heaven being like? Oh my gosh, you guys just got punked and it snows.
Wait.
Oh my God.
And that's good.
What?
That's real good.
That's the setup.
Gosh.
Oh, Dilbert. Good. Okay,
Dilbert,
no,
man,
just keep going.
Keep
just
going.
Keep going. Next
killing
joke.
It,
next joke.
Killing it.
Okay, so I used to work at like a place in the mall, like where I sold cell phones.
Okay.
I don't know if I actually probably shouldn't say this. But okay, I will skip this one.
No, just Gilbert, tell the joke. Fucking hilarious. No, that's a shut up, Dex. So you're not helping.
It is so funny.
Gilbert, you can say you worked at a store. You're not endorsing the store. Just say it, man. Just tell the joke.
Steve-o, that's his shtick. That's his thing.
And there'd be a couple of fucking walking down the mall, and like there's this girl, and there's her boyfriend, and he'd be like, and like he'd do that whole like sniff shit. Well, stuff. I said stuff.
Good catch.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yo, lay off the coke.
You can't make a drug reference joke, man.
That's why I said I should
like Coca-Cola? Like, is that what you mean? Like that, too much
Coca-Cola,
caffeine?
Yeah,
like sugar?
Coca-Cola.
I don't... Okay. But that's not a joke. That's literally just some guy in the mall sniffing.
This is amazing.
That's not... Is this really part of the routine?
This is his routine. This
is funny. I'm being serious. I can't. Like, it's hard.
No, well...
Well, yeah. That's why not everybody can be stand-up comedians, Dilbert.
You said you've been doing this for a couple years for six years.
He's been doing this.
And you know what? I bet crowds of people come out to watch you. My gut hurts right now because I laughed so hard.
Shut up. You know who you are? You're the mom that encourages the daughter to go on American Idol.
Yep.
And then Simon Cowell goes,
that was awful. You don't ever open your mouth again. Blah, 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 blah.
I mean, well, Dilbert, open your mouth again. It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad.
But it was like... I mean, it was pretty bad.
Hey, man, Dilbert.
Yeah, it's okay.
What you doing?
I'm just standing out right now.
Wouldn't it be crazy if, like, you went to work instead of doing this and you got a job?
That'd be crazy.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. That was my impression of your comedy routine.
Oh, my God.
That was a joke.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
How you feel is how I felt for the past 20 minutes.
Well...
He's Simon Cowell. I'm sorry. He's really honest.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, man. I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't terrible.
What's that noise?
Like you were doing. It was good. You just got to work on the delivery. You got to do the setup. Like you got to get the setup.
Dilbert.
Of the joke going longer, maybe?
Dilbert, what is that?
Like, if I had, like, you guys in front of me, I'd be like, hey, what's up? Yo, what's going on?
You gotta be able to read the crowd.
Yeah. You can't see our faces. You can't feel the energy. I get that.
So whose idea was it for him to do a stand-up routine over the phone?
You guys.
No, I think
it was Steve-O, actually.
Oh, we don't know him.
Really? No.
You're the one who said it last time. Wasn't it Steve-O, Dilbert, that when we talked to you last time, he said, how about you put
it
together...
It was Teo.
Oh, it was me. You're going to blame this on me.
Okay.
That's a joke. That was the funniest joke of your routine.
Well, he's like, oh, hey, let's go to college. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm right on top of that.
That's what I'm trying to get you to do is go to college.
Well.
Get some more knowledge.
College isn't for everybody.
No, like, life's too short. Like, just have fun.
Dilbert. Gosh,
no,
man.
Stop with the laugh track. This isn't his routine anymore.
It's so good.
It's so bad.
So good, Dilbert.
Dilbert, do you have any more? Do you want to try again, man? Just like one last time because I know.
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
These two are saying pretty much maybe out another career path.
Stand up is not meant for radio. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
But you should not do stand up comedy. That definitely want to back that up.
Well, I'm actually
doing
stand-up in 2 weeks.
Okay,
good
luck.
All right. Please film it. We'd love to see your
perseverance. Thanks, buddy.
It's hard, like, when you can't see people.
Well,
it's true. That's true.
It is.
I bet those jokes kill live. I bet they do.
Cluing into the plight of the blind.
I bet they do, Dilbert. Man. Just,
oh, man.
Oof.
Dilbert, it's always great hearing your voice. You know, we had a lot of great times in the past, and, thank you so much for doing this morning because I have not laughed that hard.
Yeah.
He was rolling, dude.
I know I sound mean, but it's because I care about you as a friend.
Well, thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy. Have a great day.
You're pretty good, too.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right.
That was a good.
Thanks, man.
We'll see you, Dilbert.
We'll talk to you later, man.
All right.
Bye, buddy.
Dilbert number one, Bozeman, Montana. One of the funniest people
in the universe.
You know what the funny thing? The live line blew up.
Yeah, they're so mad.
Dude, it just blew up.
What are they saying? Were they laughing?
No. With some, like, I'm loving this epic fail. It's so bad, it's funny.
See, but that's what I was trying funnier. To say. I was saying he should just do that because it's hilarious.
No,
the whole
it is
epic
not.
Fail
Have
things?
You ever seen Robin Williams for stand-up where he, like, epically fails?
No.
He bombs, and it's so bad and awkward, but now it's hilarious to us. But imagine being a member of the audience who just didn't get it. Like, I don't know. 90% of our listening audience.
Maybe I'm the only one that got it.
No. Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I got it. I got it. Thanks for having him call in with this stand-up routine, Dex.
What?
My phone blew up.
That's his dream. That's his passion. That's what he wants to be good at.
I mean,
and yeah, okay, maybe he's not good at it. But you have to give him some props for going out there and trying it.
Perfect example. On the live line, please don't ever have Dilbert on again.
Okay, well,
Dex, you are the only one that enjoys this. Make it stop. This is so painful to listen to.
I thought it was great. You hear that joke? That was funnier than Dilbert's entire phone call. Thank you, studio audience. I appreciate that.
I'll tell you right now, it's one of my favorite moments we've ever had on the show.
Yes, it was.
Great.
Yes, it was.
It was excellent.
It was really good.
But I mean,
Dilbert has a gift of making people laugh.
Making
and,
you laugh. No, that's right.
No,
when
dude.
When we say people,
here's
we
the
mean
deal.
Dicks.
If he did the stand-up routine and you were on the stage losing it, like cracking
that
up,
that would be funny.
That would be hilarious.
Dex, but you realize why you're laughing. You're laughing because he's making a fool out of himself.
Yes, it's so
that's why you're laughing.
Bad.
Dude, no, that's
put
mean.
It that way and it, I,
that's no. mean. Dude, so it's the kind thing to step in and say, hey, guess what, buddy? You're not good at this. Go to college.
True,
go to college. Isn't he in his 30s?
Yeah. And you know what?
Not it's mean that there's anything wrong with that studio. Sorry,
it's mean for me to tell him to go to college because I'm basically saying, hey, go get yourself trapped in debt and get a degree you're never going to use.
That's true. Yeah, that's very
so, Steve-O, give him advice.
That's true. Just stick with it, man. Inevitably, it'll be so uncool that it's cool. Boom!
I think you have a future.
Yeah, he does. Well, we all have comedy. A future and a hope in Jesus.
Very
boom,
good.
Boom, boom, boom. The there more you know.
Oh, my God.
If you hit that laugh track on that one, I was going to just fire you myself. Oh, gosh.
That was good.
If you'd like to live some of those moments that we had with Dilbert, just go to YouTube, and we got a ton of stuff up there. We had some fun.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Speaking of ironical comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Can we share this? Can we talk about this, or should we tease
can
this and wait?
Right at, we'll tease it, and then we'll do it in the next break.
Okay.
But a bunch of people want to call in.
Okay.
338-3700. Good morning.
Good morning. So the only time that I laughed when you guys had Dilbert on the Morning Edge was when you guys were pulling pranks, like when the other guy was baby burning food into his mouth.
Well, yeah.
That's the only time he was funny. It wasn't
you mean to tell me you've been bullying this kid for that long?
That was a long time ago,
and yes,
that was
a
long time ago.
His
reaction, his screaming, was what made it funny.
The screaming of the victim.
Yeah, well,
got it.
Wow, someone said he's the next Andy Kaufman, to which I say high praise.
High praise.
I don't know. I think it was horrible, but
well,
I don't know.
Did you laugh? Hold on,
did
you laugh?
Crowd, so.
Did you laugh at any point when you were listening?
I did. I laughed
See,
when
with or at
when KO told them to not do comedy anymore and to go to college. I know it's mean, but that was the funniest part of the whole
Thank
the whole
you.
Thing.
Hello.
Dude, Oklahoma City on the live line. They said that poor kid. I do think he's brave for trying, but nobody is laughing because he's funny. He just looked like a total mess. Please, let's just be honest about it. All in love. Tell him.
Okay.
Tell him that.
Hello.
It's just not for him.
My name is Andy.
Yes. Hello.
I'm from an island in the Caspian Sea.
Houston, Texas says, like
it
a car
sank.
In my ear, couldn't stop listening. What does Steven say?
Good morning.
Yes, I was just going to call in. I figured if Dilbert can do it, I can do it.
Let's do
so
it.
So I'm going to try my stand-up on you guys.
Yes, oh please. Cool. Please go. Do
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
Do it.
Okay, so there's a car, and then a moon hits, and the girl was like, whoa, and I was like, no way.
See, now,
solid. Solid. Gold.
Solid. Good, thank you. So, okay, and then, so, one of the other time I was at a mall and the guy got past and I was like, hey, guy! And she was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I got just as many laughs as Gilbert.
Yep, that's true. Well, that's true.
Hello?
He's gone. Yeah, he's gone. Much like our show.
See, that was borderline mean. That was borderline mean.
Well, that was Stephen Christian from Amberlin. So if you would like
we need to redefine
that guy cannot do voices. Hey, Stephen, I love you.
Just a quick diversion. Is this why we have things like polygamy in other states? Because some people interpret a couple to mean six?
I got to take a break. I mean, I'm just... I don't know what to do with myself right now. Coming up. We got a news report about a band, a rock band, a very famous rock band.
Oh, man, doing incredible things for a local school. We'll talk about what Def Leppard did.
All right. Hang out.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the sound.
It's magic.
On Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump meeting with House Speaker Paul Ryan.
He loves this country and he wants to see something good happen, and I think we're going to do better if we're unified.
The Cannes Film Festival opens in the French Riviera. Security will be high this year for the 69th annual festival.
The SpaceX Dragon splashed down in the Pacific.
Federal judge blocking the merging of office supply titan Staples and Office Depot because of antitrust concerns.
Forbes' most valuable brands.
Police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black man in South Carolina also is facing civil rights charges.
Folic acid could be linked to autism.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility for car bomb in a Baghdad neighborhood.
People were injured in Kentucky by severe storms that spawned at least one tornado.
What it did to some of these trucks, you know, it picked some of them up, spun them around, turned them over.
Rough weather could be a factor from North Texas on up to eastern Missouri.
Good morning.
Oh, hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
You know, Tommy kind of hurts from laughter.
Oh, no!
Hello?
Hey, buddy. I'm feeling great, man. Feeling great.
9 a.m., we might have a little visit from a cooking expert.
Oh, gosh.
Eloise May might be stopping in to throw down some cooking for us this morning.
I don't know if you should let that woman talk.
Well,
it's not biblical.
Some would say it is. It's 8:35.
High today of 81 degrees.
Three accidents to report. Central Avenue at Atrisco Drive at Sunset, there is an accident. Also, Central Avenue at Yale Boulevard Southeast at Harvard, there is an accident. Finally, Gibson Boulevard at Yale Boulevard Southeast. That accident reported about 30 minutes ago. You guys be real careful out there. Enjoy your day. Also, shout out to Haley, who just turned 6.
Haley! Yeah!
Good morning, gal.
Clap 6 your hands, years old. Everybody. And everybody clap your hands.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Shout out to Haley.
That's right.
She just texted in on the live line. She's 6 years old and got an iPhone for her 6th birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, parenting! Woo!
Dang.
Oh, that's not it. Actually, a parent chimed in.
Yeah,
because they are good parents. Amazing. Sorry, Haley, you're not getting an iPhone, but that's because your parents love you.
Wow.
Dude, my kid's 12, and he is the only player on his hooligans team that doesn't have an iPhone.
Those hooligans.
And I'm like, cool, you're not getting a phone yet. But what if I need you for but what if there's an emergency and I'm not with you?
You can't get him just the flip phone?
Oh, dude, I will fight you to the doom right now.
A flip phone with no internet? Nothing? Just a flip phone. Just
what's wrong with
that? You can get a phone where the only number you can call is 911 and Chrissy or your phone.
It's not a matter of like, oh, I don't trust him, he's going to start calling 1-800 number. Like, it's nothing like that. Like, if I'm going to get him a phone, I wouldn't mind him having an iPhone. I wouldn't mind. But the fact of the matter is he doesn't need it right now. Like, he just doesn't have a necessity. It's not a great need in his life.
You don't want to text your son when you're at work?
Yeah, he can do that. It's really great. He's got this thing called an iPad that he uses for school because of homework, and it's awesome.
Just no phone feature.
No, but he can text in. There's this really cool feature called iMessage, and
he can text, he can't talk on the phone.
He can't talk.
That's weird to me.
Say goodbye to your relationship.
You're weird. You're weird.
But, you know, whatever.
John says, you're the dad. I don't need a boat, you're his but father. I'm going to get one.
You're his what? You're getting a boat?
I'm going to father your face in about 3 seconds.
That's an interesting way to phrase that.
No, you're not. Hey, we want to give a big shout out to the Petrie family.
Oh, man. Yes.
They are supporting Star 88, and we love that. We're nonprofit.
Yeah.
And without the support of the Starmie, some of you support this station.
Yeah.
You contribute funds to the station. We love that so much.
We wouldn't be able to do such important things like Dilbert's stand-up routine.
Yes.
Eloise May's cooking minute.
Exactly.
I mean, think about it, guys. The world would be lesser.
Mm-hmm.
The world would be lesser.
Yep. So thank you so much to Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia. They stock over 600 new and used vehicles for you to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers. You guys got to check them out. Petrie Buick GMC. They're located on Eagle Ranch Road across from the Cottonwood Mall. Petrie Kia is located on Eagle Ranch Road down from the Cottonwood Mall.
You made it through.
Thank you very much. And now, it is time for the Olympics.
We're doing the Olympics?
Well, no, we're not doing the Olympics.
Oh, I love the Olympics!
What?
What did you just do?
What happened?
I said I love the Olympics.
Oh, I thought you did something else. That sounded really, really racist, what you just did right there.
I literally
but
said...
what you did was very racist.
I love the Olympics! That's literally what I just did.
Didn't sound like that.
A lot of what happened I just missed because I blacked out.
85 days until the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro.
That's where I want to be.
That's right. I've booked his tickets.
Really?
Yep. We're gonna go live at the Olympics in Rio.
That's legitimate.
Bob Costas will be there.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Chrissy! Bob Costas is going to be there. I'll get you an autographed t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Eye of Sauron awaits.
Man, he got a crazy virus in his eyes. It looked nuts.
It did. Out of the Olympics, which ones do you watch? Do you watch the ones that...
I haven't watched the Olympics.
Really?
Oh, I always watch
Gloria
the Olympics.
Gloria Estefan sang the theme song and little Strug Girl
And what is
won.
That theme song?
If I could reach higher just for one moment touch the sky.
Wow.
From that one moment in my life, I'm gonna be stronger.
That's good. Yeah. Okay. I didn't think he was going to... He'd swim for it.
Are you guys summer Olympic?
Both.
Or winter?
Both.
I prefer the winter Olympics.
I do, too. I prefer winter, but, you know, summer's
really?
Good.
Really?
It's too
summer's
hot
good.
In the summer, man.
I like them both.
I just want to go swim.
There's good stuff in both, man.
Yeah, come there on. Is. There's a lot no, there's of good not. Stuff.
Yes, you know, there is.
What's good in the summer Olympics?
The running.
Well, the around the track. And then
running. The funny thing is, I love them both. And I started thinking about it. I was like, no, I just like the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
I was trying to think
There's
of
more
anything.
Dangerous things in the Winter Olympics.
There is nothing
yeah, like
cooler snowboarding. Oh,
than a
so
triple
dangerous.
Axel.
What are in the... Oh, swimming.
Downhill skiing.
Swimming's in the summer. I do watch the swimmings.
Oh.
The swimmings?
I watch the swimming, too. You got Michael Phelps.
Swimming
is...
Yeah.
Do
I don't
stuff?
Think
no,
so.
He's
old.
Done.
He's too busy
done.
Rocking Subway and weed.
Okay.
Hey, all.
That was Steve-O.
Steve-O. Star Studio.
Whatever, he got busted like three times.
Yeah, he did. The Summer Olympics, the swimming is just about... I mean, I guess you could watch the racing and then all that.
Come on.
Other...
The Oh, wait. You know what? I watched the summer. It's the twirly thingies and the
You mean the
gymnastics?
Yes! All of that!
The gymnastics is fun.
Love that!
What I'm saying is the last time that was fun was back in the 90s.
No.
Well, when Carrie Strug.
Hi, my name is Carrie Strug, and this is what I sound like.
Yeah, but think of the Winter Olympics back in the day with
she stuck it,
Tonya
bro?
Harding. Remember
oh,
that
dude,
drama?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Nancy Kerrigan versus Tonya Harding.
Man.
Civil War.
See? Oh, I thought you guys only watched the... Winter Games.
That's what we were just talking about, was figure skating. Yep.
That's in the summer! No!
Yeah. 85 days until the Olympics in Rio. And, you know, like Teo was saying before, I hope they are going to work out all the mess that's happening in Rio. The buildings,
dude.
The structures, they're not sturdy enough to...
They don't have a lot of time. They need to get that done.
Yeah. So hopefully they can get it done, because I think... I love Rio de Janeiro. Just beautiful there.
Shut up. You've never
yeah,
been.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
You've never been.
We have a summer house. We summer there. We summer
no,
in Rio.
No, you don't.
We summer in Rio.
Ugh.
I fall there. Triple entendre.
All right. Steve-O.
Yeah.
The floor is yours.
If ever there were a time for a rock band to do something glorious, it would be when they discovered a private deaf school had a mascot called the Leopard, essentially making the school the Deaf Leopards. You don't have any Deaf Leopard? Are you kidding me? I was waiting for, like, pour some sugar on me or just something.
Are we allowed?
Nothing?
Are we allowed to do
are
that?
Are you no. kidding me?
So, pretty sure I'm not allowed to.
Let me
step
pour
inside.
Some sugar on
walk this way!
Well.
You and me!
Hey.
They misspelled yeah! Leopard, I'll tell you that much.
I'm not allowed. I got a
new right. I don't know the words. Come on!
Bringing on the heartbreak Armageddon.
Well, back to my half story.
We don't need Def Leppard.
Well, actually, to be fair.
Did you just say your half deaf story?
Oh my gosh! I'm gonna throw something in your face.
Just
no, I didn't.
I would
clean
like
your
to
ear.
Disassociate myself from this.
Me
conversation.
Too.
Teo is an island to himself.
You're Goodbye. An island in the stream. The Arkansas School for the Deaf. Can you hear my voice? It's going hoarse because
well,
I'm
you
screaming.
Yell. You
I'm
yell.
Screaming at you.
You yell, and then I can't
I'm
understand
screaming
you.
At you today.
Stop it.
You just ruin everything.
Hello.
Today. Gosh. The Arkansas School for the Deaf actually has a leopard for their mascot, making their school the Deaf Leopards. The Deaf Leopards.
I'll
nothing!
Deaf leopard.
What, you want me to play the report?
It's funny.
I want you to play some Deaf Leopards!
Right, I don't have any!
Gosh!
I don't have any!
There is a guest outside. Quit screaming.
Here's the part you're not going to believe. It actually has nothing to do with the band Def Leppard, D-E-F, because Def is spelled D-E-A-F.
Right. And right. Leopard is also not spelled the way they spell it.
Right. They've been the Leopards since 1941, 18 years before singer Joe Elliott was even born. Anyways, someone started an actual petition. I feel like this is something I would do. Asking the band to stop by while they're in Little Rock, Arkansas for a gig. I don't want to be insensitive, but when you think about the actual petition, they're asking a rock band to go to a deaf school to play a rock concert. Does anyone else see the oddity in this? I'm the only one that thinks this is minorly weird.
Yeah, I don't think it's weird at all.
Okay, well, it got less than 1,500 signatures. Obviously not very popular.
That's pretty good.
However... the band showed up anyways!
Nice.
That is Steve Winwood!
Yeah.
That is not Def Leppard!
No. No!
Can I play the news report?
I think
please.
I just had a mini stroke.
Okay.
I gotta
say.
Def Leppard is rocking out at Verizon Arena in North Little Rock, but before their big performance tonight, they met with students from a Central Arkansas school with a very similar mascot name. Tonight, the Def Leppards from the Arkansas School for the Deaf selected to meet the band behind their iconic mascot name.
A very important set of leopards marched their way into Verizon Arena.
I was like, wow. Is like the rock band wants to meet us, the Def Leppard rock band wants to meet us, that's pretty cool.
Henry James has to admit he hasn't listened to the British band set to take the stage.
Well, oh no, never, not really.
But he's more than happy Def Leppard agreed to meet he and his classmates, the Def Leppards from the Arkansas School of the Deaf.
We're going to show our board we met yesterday. It's our football scoreboard. It has Arkansas Def Leppards on it.
The meeting made possible after an online petition collected nearly 1,500 signatures.
I told my grandmother that I'm going to meet the Def Leppards, and she was like, oh my gosh, that was my favorite band when I was young.
After the meeting of Leppards, that truly rocked.
It was awesome. I don't think I'm ever going to wash my hands.
Yeah! just wish I could have been there when the reporter said, "So have you listened to Def Leppard?"
Did she really say that?
Well, I mean,
she did say that.
It's in the story.
Oh man.
So have you listened to Def Leppard?
Oh my gosh. Studio at star88.fm.
This is Steve-O's story. He
came up with this. He made it up.
I did not.
Yes, you did. Yes, you do. We each have a role to do every morning.
Mine is constantly worried about my job security. Worried about getting fired. That's mine. That's my role.
I think we're all worried about that today.
Yeah, we are.
Or security for you guys.
Oh, man, no. I'm always safe. I'm not. No?
No, 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 no.
You know what, though? Here's the thing. That was sweet.
Got an itch.
That was a very sweet story.
That was pretty amazing of Def Leppard.
It was just steeped really in irony.
Really, really good.
Which is, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as we heard from the students there, their moms were really excited.
Yeah, the moms were stoked, which is hilarious. Yeah. All the moms were like, they were my favorite band in the 80s.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Interestingly enough, the school did show up for... Well, they showed up to meet the band. They met the band backstage. They didn't actually go to the show.
Well.
Shut up. I'm trying so hard.
I know.
So hard to just deliver the news. Let's see. Joe Elliott from Man Up, Def Leppard.
5, 6 emails.
Came up with the name Def Leppard while he was in school, oddly enough.
What do you think?
He was writing reviews for fake rock bands in his English class and wanted a name that sounded like Led Zeppelin and went with Def Leppard. We're thus, Leppard spelt with two P's.
People are very offended.
Led and Def, three letters.
We should play the DC Talk clip again.
I just want to thank everybody who has supported me over the years. It's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed my time here some of the time. God bless you. To the wind!
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
Time is tight. We've enjoyed.
That's the end of the show.
No, we actually still have an hour.
I don't know if we do or not. To be honest.
Somebody's out the window just saying, hey, we need to.
And now, to purge the airwaves, we're going to air an hour of Morgan Freeman reading the New Testament.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
All right. We'll have to get back to all these emails later, but
there are literally too many to address right now.
Jump into some more headlines. Thank you for that, Steve-O. Just thank you.
Gosh, that was my career.
Almost half of the seniors at another high school in Arkansas will miss their graduation because they went a little too far with their senior prank, which is something that we know nothing about. They broke into the school, dumped trash and water everywhere, sprayed graffiti, urinated in at least one classroom, and released a bunch of crickets. Here's a clip.
Just a lot of stuff on the floor, and it was a little spray paint, but it wasn't much. They said it was some crickets hopping around in there, but I don't know who had the crickets.
We could have cleaned it up. It was just a prank.
Yeah, they said somebody did number two in the school and all that. Then none of that happened. It wasn't nothing you couldn't fix. I mean, it wasn't like we just went to school and just broke everything. Half our families coming out of state. I don't know how I'm going to tell my grandma I ain't walking the stage.
Here's what is the saddest part of this story. I actually didn't graduate high school, but that person did.
Yep.
Oh, wait. I just want to point that out.
That was mean.
I never graduated high school.
Wait, hold on.
But that person did.
Trying to understand here. I'm trying to.
Studio at Star 88 caught up in what? What?
It's like he is weaving a tapestry of obscenities and racism.
Oh my gosh!
Cuss words.
Why do you guys always do that to me?
Oh my gosh. And just the worst parts of our show, just weaving this grand tapestry. And we're all going to take a step back from it and realize, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And it's going to be beautiful.
Well, that's awful that they did that. They should be punished.
Someone just chimed in on the live line and said, imagine the pep rally at that school. It'd be an hour of, are you ready?
No.
I can't hear you.
Rude.
No.
That was me.
Because half the school got
I don't think they were talking about that school.
No, that's Steve-O. The school they were talking about.
Okay. Back to the news. Another high school story. Let's see how this one works out. A bunch of high school lacrosse players in Michigan might face animal cruelty charges for sacrificing a guinea pig before the game last week.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy. We have a clip.
Oh no, no,
Normally,
no.
Nothing like that goes on here. No. It's very shocking.
We have good kids. Just shocked and disappointed in the kids for doing it. They definitely need to be responsible and held accountable for it.
That's really shocking, really. I would not expect that at all. If that's, you know, what happened, then, I mean, I think maybe more than suspension should happen, you know. That's kind of like serial killer kind of stuff.
Yeah! Yeah, you think?
I would like to thank whoever sent that story in for me getting to keep my job, because I was like on the verge, and then all of a sudden it was like, there are people sacrificing guinea pigs. And I'm like, whew, I am not that guy. So thank you. Thank you, high school children.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pool boy. Hey,
what do we do?
You know what? I've been so busy, and when I come to the truck to do my invoice, I turn the radio on, and I just happen to hear the last few minutes.
Oh, gosh. That's good. You found it.
As much as I feel the same way as Steve-O about not graduating, he did.
Yeah.
You probably should have just kept that to yourself.
I just never graduated, guys.
I totally agree with that. It's like, yeah, I didn't either. And you know what? You're going to still have your job, because everybody's going to probably agree with you, Steve-O.
It's just, you know.
Good call, sir.
I lacked motivation. No. I wasn't determined.
My son's graduating next week.
Yeah!
That's cool.
Dude, that's
very
awesome.
Cool,
that's very awesome.
Yeah,
very
I got my mom coming out, her sister, her husband, my brother-in-law, his wife. Right. Yeah, I don't know if I'm excited about that part.
Well, you know, you got to enjoy the family while they're here. You got to.
I think that's why I kind of moved out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love your honesty.
To enjoy them less.
Yeah. Uh-huh. To enjoy them less.
Yeah. That's good.
No, but I'm pretty pumped, man. I'm pretty excited for my boy.
It's incredible, man.
We're excited, too. That's really cool. Make sure you tell him congratulations.
I definitely will, man. I love you guys.
Love
and
you too.
Steve-O, man. Just always keep it real and honest, man.
Thanks,
That's
man.
What you got to do.
Thank you, buddy. Yep. I love you.
Mm-hmm. I love you, man. Later. Right.
Hashtag Steve-O's tapestry.
Hey, man.
What is happening here?
Every time you do it, hashtag Steve-O's tapestry.
That was from the live line. I will not take credit for that.
No, I saw it. That's wonderful. Okay. According to a new study, the most diverse city in America is Gaithersburg, Maryland, outside of Washington, D.C.
No. No, no.
Followed
no, no.
by Jersey City, New Jersey, and Oakland, California.
Ooh, wait.
A waitress in Canada says her manager makes all the women wear heels to work, and she posted a picture of her bloody feet after a recent shift, and it is disgusting.
It is. That's awful that she makes them do that. Yeah. When I wear my high heels,
that's totally not
ridiculous.
Stop it.
When you wear yours, it's progressive.
Please. Well, I just like to be taller.
Do we really need more screens to look at? Apparently, Apple recently patented a new iPad cover that has a second screen on the inside, so you can use two iPads at once.
That's
fancy pants right there. Right. I don't know if I can handle that.
Okay. Thank you, Tail. Thank you. When we come back, maybe some cooking. You want to learn some cooking tips?
I found the top 10 Summer Olympic Games, and it reminded me that the Summer Games are way awesomer than the Winter Games.
Yeah. Way awesomer?
I'm going to provide a description for you guys of what's to come in Rio.
Let's see.
Good. And also, did I say we wanted to do something else? And I totally blanked on what else
we were
doing.
I don't know what you said.
The DC Talk. If you missed out on the DC Talk announcement, we'll recap all that for you when we come back. Hang on.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
All is well. We're back with The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Eloise May, back for another edition of Electric Eloise Kitchen.
So did I just stand
got
over
my
here?
Two guests here again. We've got Daytime and Stevnia.
Hello. Well,
they're both visiting
Eloise.
From a local morning show. Had you on the show before. Hey, boys, doing?
Man. A little nervous last time.
That's great. All right, today we're going to make...
Stay away from the dishes.
The best, healthy, seven-layer dip you can imagine.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about, too.
We need it. Summer Olympic Games are coming. I want friends over.
We're going to need a lot of ingredients to create this. As I said, it's a seven-layer dip. Going to be super healthy. And, we're going to dive right in.
And we're going to actually make it right now in the studio, which is very
great.
Cool.
Well,
I've given, now, Stevnia, you've got the three medium-sized ripe avocados.
Okay.
And Data, you've got 2 tablespoons of lemon juice.
I do.
Half teaspoon of salt, a fourth teaspoon of pepper.
Okay.
And then I've got the 1 cup and the half cup of plain Greek yogurt. Now, Steve-O, you pick up that mixer right there.
Okay.
Uh-huh. First, I need you to peel the... Did you already peel the avocados?
Oh, you peel them?
Sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, my bad. I'm looking for the avocado peeler.
It's a little shocking, but that's the first stage. It can be, you just don't even believe it. It can be the first reaction to the news.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. A lot of people will report numbness during this stage, so that's good. All right, let's get to the next layer. Dex, how you doing over?
Oh, I'm doing great, Eloise.
Wait, are you boiling the sugar? What are you doing over here?
Yeah, you're just supposed to be spinning.
Eloise hasn't even given you instructions.
Oh, my gosh. This is the next layer. It's called denial, and that's what... You were just doing a Okay, that's more like...
I found the avocado peeler!
Okay.
Gonna go ahead and go to work over here.
All right, you're gonna...
Gosh, these pits are crazy!
You're doing it right. You're doing it right. This is all part of it. Next, we're gonna dive into...
Should I keep whipping this?
Yeah, you're making me a little angry over there. It's all right. Okay, now the best thing about a 7-layer healthy dip is that it composes all 7 layers of emotional health.
That's good.
Within these layers, we can find a more meaningful truth for all of our lives. Dex, I want you to focus
on... What the heck was that?
Why is there a cow in my studio? Who brought a cow into the stew?
I gotta be honest, you guys said something about milk, and I was like, I'm on the case!
Literally no milk required for the recipe.
Wow. Okay, my bad.
But this is bargaining. Yeah. That's what you're doing. You're trying to mix in, fair. You're trying to make mix and match.
Steve-O.
Darn it!
Sorry!
Oh, jeez.
The quality level on
the No! That was my
good grief. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, am I right?
Okay.
Steve-O,
if you would just take your shirt off and wave it at that fire alarm
just
over.
Just waving it in the air like I just don't care. Am I right, homie?
Oh my gosh. Y'all, we didn't even need most of this. I just realized I was actually reading about the 7 stages of grief and not a healthy 7-layer dip.
I feel better. I feel better.
The last stage is acceptance and hope.
Beautiful.
And that's what I want to leave you fine people with today is some acceptance. Sometimes you're going to have to work with idiots, but there's always hope.
Oh, man. If you don't watch the webcam...
Just love her. Eloise May.
You're missing it.
She's a good woman.
I don't like her.
What?
I think she's not funny and stupid.
That's not nice, Dale. That is not nice. Good
Speaking
morning.
For myself, literally.
It is 9:08.
A high today of 81 degrees.
Guys, we got this texting line that you guys can text in comments about the show. Maybe you want to contribute. 585 Live. 585-5483. We love getting your text messages. And you can call us, 338-3700. Did we check the roads yet?
Let's check them.
All right. Traffic.
A few accidents to report downtown. We've got an accident at Central Avenue and Yale. I guess a little east of downtown. Also, accident Gibson Boulevard and Yale Boulevard Southeast. And don't forget, there's one also at Central Avenue Sunset Road. Those are the only accidents showing up on my map, but lots of road construction. You guys be careful that you look at traffic.
Coming up here in just a few minutes, we will recap DC Talk's big announcement. Was it a fail?
You decide.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Just crazy, man.
Who likes good news? Okay.
Good news, everyone!
I guess it's time for good news,
everyone.
Then.
Good news,
everyone!
Good news, everyone!
Good news, everyone!
The good news is, start reading.
Okay. There's a cop in Cincinnati named James Givens. James was in his squad car on Monday when a female goose started pecking at his door. Now, we're not sure how old he is, but he looks like he's in his 40s or early 50s, old James. That goose, look at that goose just pecking away at his door. Well, then the goose started walking away. But then he says it stopped and looked back at him like it wanted him to follow it.
What?
Now, we're not sure how James knew that the goose wanted him to follow it.
It's a classic Lassie situation.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently, James might be the Beastmaster, but we don't know.
That is awesome. Master. Did he have ferrets on him?
Yes, Kodo and Podo. Anyway, he followed the goose down to a nearby creek, and it turned out it was trying to get his attention because one of its baby geese was in trouble. That's goslings, if you want to get all technical.
Ryan Gosling.
There were about a dozen baby geese running around, and one of them was tangled in a piece of string attached to a Mother's Day balloon.
No way.
So James filmed it on his phone while another cop named Cecilia Chiron got it untangled. He says the mother just stood there and watched, so she must have known they weren't going to hurt it. That's pretty amazing,
That's
right?
That's incredible.
It kept pecking and pecking.
What? Is that all?
What happened?
It kept pecking and pecking, and normally they don't.
Why, you James? Just hit
James?
Play?
I can't.
Oh.
That's it.
That's the whole story?
Oh. That's it.
It kept pecking and pecking, and normally they
Okay. Will you?
What's happening?
I don't know. It just keeps doing that.
That's weird.
It kept pecking and pecking, and normally they don't.
Oh my gosh!
Why does it do that? I don't want to hear the rest of it,
James.
You're
the one at the control,
Listen,
you
Darth
dummy.
Vader.
Yeah.
Stop. Turning the Vader down.
What are you talking about? The Vader down?
Vader.
Uh-huh.
Vader.
Yeah.
Right. Vader, Vader.
Well, that's good news. That
no,
is great.
I
mean, the goose was pecking at his door and wanted him to follow. Like Teo said, that's a classic classic Lassie tale, if I will.
I'll
just say it. It's a tale.
It is a tale.
I love that Lassie.
Tale of a faithful ship.
Even though Lassie, I thought, was an ugly dog.
Oh, my. Dude, it's a collie.
Yeah, I don't like collies.
They do have skinny faces.
They do. They're
weird. Yeah, they're
looking.
Like weird and long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more of a pug guy.
They're like the Skeksis.
Yeah. You like the face
dark
that
crystal. Looks like it's been continually run into
a exactly.
Wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Boom,
exactly.
Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Good news. We have to have good news on this show every once in a while.
That's
you know?
True. We got an urgent prayer request on the live line, 585-LIVE, if you would like to chime in. Someone said, urgent prayer request. My brother Steve has a 10:40 a.m. appointment today for an MRI for frequent headaches. Please pray for a miracle that it's nothing. Thank you, guys.
Awesome.
Starmie, pray for Steve.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean
gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
All right. Let's jump into our DC talk.
Let's dive right
Our
on in.
Our decent Christian talk. That's the theme of this show this morning.
Leslie asked me yesterday. She goes, what does DC stand for? And I looked at her and I went, I don't know. And then she goes, Death Christ. And I'm like, what? Death Christ?
Leslie has bad ideas.
What?
Once again, Leslie, you've outdone yourself with bad ideas.
Wow.
That's
decent Christian talk.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's
yeah, I didn't know that either.
Okay.
Are you being real?
Yeah, I had to look it up.
Okay.
It's, that's real.
All right. I don't know if you guys are just
Well, we posted a status earlier. Did you hear the news? DC Talk is back, sort of. They're doing a 4-day cruise next summer. That's July 2017. Did I mention a 4-day cruise?
They're doing a cruise, guys.
It's a cruise.
That's their giant announcement.
I'm not talking Ted. I'm talking talk.
The fans,
DC Talk.
The fans are pumped.
No, I don't
they
think
are so.
So
excited.
Pretty sure most people are pretty irate.
Okay, so
there's not a lot of decent Christian talk going around the water cooler today about
not
this
really.
Cruise announcement.
Not so much.
Yeah, well.
They released a statement. After 16 years of silence, we are thankful there are still so many passionate fans, which is PR for man, people are mad.
Yeah.
Someone came to us with the idea of Michael, Kevin, and I getting together on a cruise, and we thought that would be fun, yeah. And it would be an intimate setting.
Sure.
Way more intimate than like an arena tour could ever be. Yeah. We've said no to coming back together so many times, but this time we finally said yes. It can be so challenging for us to all get together with our families going in many, many different directions and all our own bands and their families. We are sorry if this isn't everything that you wanted. We would never want to let any of you down. That is from Toby Mac himself.
Yeah. Well, you did. You let us down.
You let us down, bro.
You let us down.
Excuse me, bro. Yeah. You let us down, bro.
There's no way I could afford to go on a cruise. Okay, that's number one. Number two, it's on a boat.
I'm on a boat! Okay? And so are they.
I'm not going on a boat. Because I've been on a boat before, and it's not fun.
Yep.
Number three, it's on a giant cruise boat, which cruises are not fun. The buffets are terrible.
On-duty buffet.
There's just a bunch of... There's talent shows with a bunch of... I don't want to say old people, but they're old.
So you're telling me you already got your tickets.
Well, I did.
Okay. So Christy says, my feelings are that people over the years have raised DC Talk up on this pedestal to idolize this band. And remember, to Christians, idols equals bad. They were the ultimate Christian musicians, and in being that, people could never really let them go. So everyone assumed that if the band ever got back together, they would go all out and have a giant tour. Because DC Talk didn't do that, people are highly underwhelmed, and that makes them angry. I think that anything they would have announced other than a big tour would generate a lot of negative emotions for many people. And that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I want to read Thebes' comment because DC Talk is his favorite band.
Of all time.
Really?
DC Talk, I never liked him. Always reminded me of an NKOTB knockoff. That's New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, it is. Mm.
And I actually like music, so New Kids on the Block wasn't part of my music library. My disdain for all things Toby Mac, again, not attacking his character, stems from this. I feel the music is like buying the Skechers version of Converse All-Stars and trying to look cool. That's a good point. Wow. Anyway, I initially laughed at this colossal shipwreck of a promotion, but the more I read the comments, I am a little saddened at the entitlement shown, especially from fellow believers. Not defending DC Talk, just observing our bodily behavior. Also, I secretly want to go because I want to get the disappointment on camera.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you brought up New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
I was noticing when I was reading some of the comments that New Kids on the Block actually have a cruise that they do. They have a New Kids on the Block cruise. So they are a lot like them.
Yeah, kind of following in their footsteps. Sean Brickyback says, as soon as I found out, I got really excited for people to be disappointed because I don't care for DC Talk. Mm. And, you know, a lot of people in general...
I just wouldn't be happy.
...are just like, you know, they're just kind of disappointed. They wanted to go... A lot of people brought up the very true point that, you know, a cruise isn't necessarily in the budget for a lot of people.
Right.
And that's a big thing. A lot of DC Talk fans have grown up and they've started families and they have multiple children and there's just no way they can afford to go on a cruise.
Tell me this.
Yeah.
Tell me this.
What's up?
What does this cruise have to offer? That's what I want to know. Before I purchase my tickets on this cruise, what does it have to offer?
To answer that, I want to air the promo that we received. Okay. Let's do it.
It's been 16 years since the intermission began. The intermission is over. Jesus freaks, grab your floaties.
Cowboy!
It's the DC Talk Jesus Freak Cruise!
What?
The DC Talk Jesus Freak Cruise! Are you a Jesus freak? Do you like cruises? It's the DC Talk Jesus Freak Cruise!
Jesus Freaks!
Want to be trapped on a boat with 1,000 other Jesus freaks that can't seem to let the 90s go?
Oh, boy!
Jesus Freaks! Take your pool game skills to the max with Kevin Max.
Okay, everybody out of the pool. We have a baby Ruth situation. Stay calm.
I don't think so.
Jesus Freaks!
Live out your dream as the frontman of your favorite Christian band with DC Talk Cruise Ship Karaoke.
I am a thief, I am a murderer, killed some folks and now I need your grace.
Are you a Jesus freak?
I can only imagine what it would be like.
Jesus Freaks.
Big, big table, lots and lots of food. Big, big yard, we can play football. Big, big house, it's my father's house.
Jesus Freaks! Special screenings of God's Not Dead and God's Not Dead 2 with Michael Tate. Tour the Hall of Hits with Toby Mac. And even more Pool Time with Kevin Max. Eat from the supernatural all-you-can-eat buffet and enjoy endless amounts of Toby Mac and Cheese and Michael Tater Tots. Float aimlessly in the pool with K-Max. And watch the other two succeed. Tired of being a Jesus fish out of water? Try to find Kevin Max's former glory with Toby Macopolo. The DC Talk. Jesus Freak.
Cruise.
No alcohol allowed.
Michael, 1-8.
Well, there's a lot going on that cruise.
Neat scripture reference at the end.
Harsh on K-Max.
First off, man, I mean, the promo's a little long.
And, yeah, it's pretty long.
I mean, there is a lot of things. I mean, the Toby mac and cheese sounds delicious.
Oh, I was a big fan of
the pool time.
Tater tots, yeah.
Yeah, the, yeah,
Toby Maco!
A lot of pool time.
Polo!
A lot of...
Toby Maco!
A lot of time in the water.
I still haven't found it. Is there a deep end? Maybe it's off the deep end.
Really not much to do on this boat except swim and, you know, yeah, maybe watch the guys play.
So anyway, it's happening. Next summer, the DC Talk Jesus Freak Cruise, it is an actual thing. There's been, and it's so fast, it's so funny how fast things move now, because there was so much hype leading up to the announcement. Then there was the announcement. Then there was the hype against the announcement. And now there's the hype about the hype that was the hype.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
And we like to add to that.
It's very meta.
So disappointing. Yeah. So disappointing. Really sad. Well, tell us your thoughts on, you know, what you think of DC Talk.
It's a big deal, guys.
Just setting sail. Just setting sail and
okay.
Just wanted to just do it.
Speaking of sailing off into the blue, there are times in your life, hopefully just one, where you meet that person that fulfills everything, and you realize, I want to spend my life with this human.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like all rom-coms, there's that one misunderstanding, and you guys break up.
Hey, man.
But it usually ends in happiness. We got a text on the live line. That's 505-585-LIVE. That's 505-585-5483. This one coming from Las Cruces, New Mexico. Need some advice. I'm a big fan of the Morning Invasion. I recently started dating a really great girl, but she doesn't like your show. Should I dump her?
Red flag.
Well, yeah. You should.
Instantaneously. Yeah, I mean, it's over, man.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't find common ground in our show, then it's just not worth it. Doesn't matter what else she's got going for her. Really.
You ever heard of the phrase, unequally yoked?
That's right.
Whoa.
If she does not understand the Morning Invasion, how do you expect her to understand the complexities of a relationship?
Solid way to put it.
Am I right? Sailing takes me away.
Text us anytime, 585-LIVE.
That's right.
We've got to take a break. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
What's going on in the news today?
Donald Trump meeting with House Speaker Paul Ryan.
He loves this country and he wants to see something good happen, and I think we're going to do better if we're unified.
The Cannes Film Festival opens in the French Riviera. Security will be high this year for the 69th annual festival.
The SpaceX Dragon splashed down in the Pacific.
Federal judge blocking the merging of office supply titan Staples and Office Depot because of antitrust concerns.
Forbes most valuable brands.
Police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black man in South Carolina also is facing civil rights charges.
Folic acid could be linked to autism.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility for car bomb in a Baghdad neighborhood.
People were injured in Kentucky by severe storms that spawned at least one tornado.
What it did to some of these trucks, you know, it picked some of them up, spun them around, turned them over.
Rough weather could be a factor from North Texas on up to eastern Missouri.
Among the stars.
Yeah.
Let
me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words,
the goose is back.
Me gusta.
Hold my hand.
Guys, we had jazz playing in the background over the last song. We did? We had like multiple people chiming in.
Really? Me.
We had what?
Jazz.
Smooth jazz?
Playing in the background a little. I don't know. Heart with song, or did we play a jazz song?
Did I have something open?
I don't know.
I don't think I did. No.
You, I don't know. Maybe. I long for. Good morning, everybody.
We'll continue to play the jazz.
Yeah, we will.
We like to mash it up every now and then.
You know, just
whip them potatoes up. Just whip them. Mash them.
I have to call Eloise for that.
Thank you, Eloise.
Thank you.
If you guys missed any of the show this morning or shows anytime during the week, hit that podcast. It's up at iTunes. It's up at Google Play. We also have a website at star88.fm. You can download the show. It's usually up right around 11-ish, 11 a.m. every morning.
So our friends over in the web department are working on getting our DC Talk promo.
That's right.
Clap your hands, everybody.
Converted
and
to
everybody clap your
where
hands.
We can share it. On social media, we would love for you guys to share and share and share and
just share. I'm hiding my boy Jamie's second comment on Facebook.
Oh, no.
Because I'm like, shh, you're going to ruin something.
What a ruiner.
Mm-hmm. Just share, guys. Just share. You know?
Saturday.
Sharing is caring. Sharing is caring.
That's right.
Maybe that's what they were talking about, was the Christopher Cross. Maybe they didn't understand that we were playing that on purpose.
That's what it was.
Guys, we play stuff like this on purpose.
We play this all the time.
That's right.
Let's do it.
Sharing. Just share. Share
that promo.
All that you want to.
Gosh.
What?
Too much, man.
Oh, man. Guys, I seriously have lost my voice screaming at you today, Tex.
I can't imagine you losing your voice from screaming, Steve.
Tomorrow's
going to
be a terrible show. I will not have a voice.
Hey, hello.
Let me talk about a wedding real quick. This is one of those situations where someone does something so outrageous, you can't even be mad. All you can do is just be impressed. Woman in England just posted a story on a website called Mumsnet about the insane email she got after a wedding. She says she went to an ex-coworker's wedding where the couple asked for checks, not gifts. Kind of tacky? Yeah, it gets a little tackier. She gave them a check for 100 British pounds, which is about $144. Well, last week she got an email from the couple that said, quote, "We were surprised that your contribution didn't seem to match the warmth of your good wishes on our pig day. In view of your own position, if you wanted to send any adjustment, it would be thankfully received." Yeah. Well, probably safe to say the woman is not planning on sending more money. Most of the people on the website are saying she should adjust what she gave them by canceling the check. That's crazy. I don't want to say it because I can't say that. People, they just blow me away, man.
Do they?
They just blow me away.
Pretty cool.
People stink, man. They do.
Whoa,
they just stink. And I'm not talking about the smell. They just stink as human beings sometimes, you know? I'm moving to Canada.
Whoa.
That's it.
I mean, let's not just...
A Canadian would never do that.
Okay.
They're real nice up there, and it's beautiful this time.
You know what's funny? It is beautiful, just beautiful. I had our buddy Morgan. Morgan and Renee. No, but they recently went on vacation to Canada, and he was like, dude, here's the thing.
Beautiful.
He was like, even down to like when you're sitting at a you know, traffic light, and then somebody runs the light.
Oh, yeah.
He said, they just don't do that up there.
How's
he
going,
said,
eh?
Everybody is so nice.
So
everybody
nice.
Is just nice.
How's going, eh?
Now, that's just nice.
Just beautiful. You know, just weather's great. People are great. Donald Trump doesn't.
Hey, hey, hey. What? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Just great. Just
calm
great.
Down.
How's it going, eh?
How's it going, eh?
Food is good. I love Canadian food.
Yeah, you do.
Wait, what?
You haven't been to that Canadian restaurant?
No.
Here in Albuquerque that
I like
just
their
opened?
Bacon.
It's all they service, Canadian bacon.
I love Canadian bacon on my pizza.
Pancakes.
Okay.
With pineapple and jalapenos.
Canadian bacon. Pancakes.
You are.
You know what?
What?
We should open up a Canadian restaurant.
Oh, my gosh. What would we call it?
I was joking. There is no Canadian restaurant here, but we should open up one.
That's what I thought. We could call it...
Why has nobody done that yet?
I don't know.
Wait. Let me think.
You know, there's Chinese. There's Mexican. Why not Canadian? Huh? Why has nobody ever thought of that? They have great food in Canada. What do they eat in Canada?
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, they eat Tim Hortons.
I can't
Hortons.
Think of a name.
They eat Tim Hortons.
What are we going to do?
What?
Open
I've
up a
been,
Tim Hortons?
I've never been to a Tim Hortons.
I don't even
Hortons.
Know what Tim Hortons is.
Yeah. It's like a Denny's, right?
What?
IHOP, maybe?
I don't know.
I've never been.
I guess IHOP would make sense because IHOP is international. So
yeah, but they're not even in other countries.
Okay, if you're in Canada and you're listening, right, you know who we need to ask.
How can they be called the International House of Pancakes if they're only in America?
Well, it's a branding thing.
We need a Canadian or somebody that's been to Canada.
We need Jason Mills.
What do they eat in Canada?
Jason Mills, call in right now.
What do they eat in Canada? Maybe just hit the Google. I don't know. Just type in, what do they eat in Canada and see what the search is.
What do they eat in Canada?
See, people are Googling
it. Let's see, it's being Googled.
Oh,
there's something called cod tongues and scrunchions.
Okay, nope. I don't know about that.
Baked cod tongue and deep fried pork fat.
How's it going, eh?
I don't like
we
that.
Got yellow pea soup,
okay.
Which is split pea soup eaten by settlers such as the habitant. Okay.
So far, not looking
Montreal
good.
Style bagels?
Oh, well, all right.
Oh man, there's a lot.
Well, that so far.
Okay, I just found a list. The only 11 Canadian foods you'll ever need to eat.
How's it going, eh?
Montreal smoked meat, and I will say this: that looks.
I don't really like my meat smoked.
Good, dude. Look at what are you talking about?
I don't really like the flavor.
Man, that looks real good.
Really good. Is that corned beef? Cabbage?
Wait, you don't like when meat's cooked in a smoker?
Look at this,
Stephen Christian. He has a rad smoker, and it's just good meat.
That is good.
That looks fantastic.
Okay, what about this? Beaver tails.
Is that no way.
Well, you kill the beaver.
Is that maple?
No.
That's a donut.
That's not real.
It's fried dough. It's stretched to look like the buck-tooth rodent's tail and then topped with magical fixings like Nutella, caramel, bananas, M&M's.
Oh, my God. Serve beaver tails.
Why have I never been to Canada? All of this sounds magical.
Okay, here's a French thing I can't pronounce.
Hey, guy. That's
Pate
what we'll call the restaurant.
Chinois.
Pate chinois.
Ah, buddy.
But the funny thing is, it literally means Chinese pie for reasons that are still unclear.
Shepherd's pie.
Okay. Good old-fashioned comfort food.
I love shepherd's pie.
It's just shepherd's pie.
I love it.
What is this?
What?
That is an alcoholic drink, and you will not have one.
That looks like fruit punch.
Make like you're on the DC Talk Jesus Freak Cruise and no alcohol. Micah 1-8. Montreal bagels.
Okay.
From a distance. From a distance. These Canadian breakfast treats are just a little smaller than ours, but they're rocking bigger holes. But the Montreal-style bagel is guarded by a set of standards as strict as Mr. Feeney's. That is a Boy Meets World reference.
Oh, wow.
Every single one has to be handmade, poached in honey-infused water, and cooked in a wood-burning oven.
Sounds good.
It ensures high-quality, handcrafted discs of dough. Also, honey-infused water, which sounds delicious.
So far, I'm liking this. So far.
What is this?
On the text line, 585-LIVE, some Canadians have texted in. They also eat at Swiss Chalet.
Ooh.
Canadian geese, I guess, is... And Poitain? Poitain?
Poitain. Yeah, that's what I was just looking at.
Poitain.
Sometimes labeled as disco fries by us Yankees. It's the star attraction of Canadian cuisine.
That looks good.
Mm-hmm. Like it's gravy and cheese curd topped fries.
How's it going, eh?
I think this restaurant could be a success.
I feel like we should already have opened it and made so much money that we had to close down.
Wouldn't it be funny if we opened up in a Canadian restaurant and we're not even Canadians? But they'll never know.
I mean,
to be super nice.
I mean,
we have to say, how's it going, eh?
Apparently, all of Canada is amazing except Quebec. That's coming from Dayton, Ohio,
really?
So you can address your emails to Dayton, Ohio.
Let me ask you who you're dating, am I right?
Okay. That's good stuff. Thank you for the text messages.
No, thank you, Dex.
You know, people streaming us in Canada. It's beautiful.
Canadian.
Beautiful this time of year.
Speaking of Canada.
Yeah.
I wanted to address the Summer Olympics taking place in Rio, Canada.
I've been waiting for this.
Wait. The Summer Games!
Wait, you said Rio, Canada?
That's right.
It's, wait.
Be taking place in Rio, which I believe is in Canada.
Yeah.
My friend, you're in the wrong hemisphere.
I'm going to give you 10 reasons why the Summer Games are better than the Winter Olympics, all you Winter Olympics people. Give me two sports in the Winter Olympics.
Downhill skiing.
Figure skating, luge.
Love the luge.
Downhill skiing.
Okay, wait.
Snowboarding.
Which is a competitive sport. Give me seven. I got you.
Dude, the luge is all you need.
The luge is fun. It's dangerous.
Dang. Okay.
You know?
Figure skating. All right.
Beaver hunting.
I've got what?
Yep.
I've got skiing. I've got. What else do you guys got? Whatever, it doesn't matter, because I'll see your five and give you 10. Okay. 10 of the greatest Olympic sports in all of the universe. The Summer Games are coming. And in case you didn't know, it's freaking dope, yo. End quote, Bob Costas.
Dope, yo.
Number 10. The 10-meter platform dive.
Ooh, nice.
It's the one that makes the smallest splash in the water and the crazy flippies. Now that's what I call entertainment.
The diving is awesome.
Flippy floppies.
I enjoy the diving.
Number 9. Women's synchronized swimming. Known as the ballet of the pool, it's one of the most loved events because we all do it when we're on vacation at the hotel pool entertaining our parents.
Hey-o!
Number 7. The rowing sculls.
Interesting.
Rowing. What? It's like rowing. It's like the thing when they get in the boat and they all do the thing when they're, and it's like the thing that we hate at CrossFit because mm-hmm. it's like rowing.
I like
they
rowing.
Do it. Actually, like I prefer rowing to running. That's for sure. Which, by the way, number 7, the 4x400 meter relay running.
Zippity doo dah.
Right. That's pretty fun. It's pretty fast.
It's cool, man. You also have the high jump.
I used to do the high jump.
See, these are all fantastic.
I was really good at the high jump.
Where you what about everyone's
that.
Favorite beach volleyball?
Well, I don't know. It's okay.
Oh, shut your mouth. It's the jam.
You want to play some volleyball after the show?
I will crush you.
Guys, please
I've
don't play
I've seen Top Gun 140 times. I will rip this shirt off and check my watch every 3 seconds.
Don't make what? Me take my shirt off.
Volleyball is please. The dumbest sport imaginable.
Oh, okay.
Studio at Star 88.
No. No. Number 4, gymnastics.
What?
I think I'm saying that correctly.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Gymnastics! With all of the flips and the things. And that they do
flips
the...
And stuff.
They got the horse and they go... Oh! And they're like... Flips and... It's my, like, it's the, called the Matrix, basically. Love it.
Okay.
Number three. The 50-meter swimming freestyle.
Woo-hoo.
Okay.
Come on, guys. These are good. These are all good.
See?
Number 2.
Kind of wish it was the winter. Olympics.
The 100-meter sprint. Seriously, when they're like, this is the fastest dude on the universe.
All right.
And number 1, soccer, yo.
Soccer, yo!
Soccer.
No, I will say soccer is cool.
Soccer.
No.
I give you those 10 and say, Winter Olympics,
okay.
Where you at?
You're missing,
okay.
Where you're missing, you at? You're missing one very important one.
What do you need?
I'm sorry, but you are missing out on basketball. The dream team, dude. What about it?
Man, 92 was a good year.
Because that one hasn't been cool since MJ and Magic were on the court together as teammates. The dream team.
Okay, listen.
Okay?
We've heard your argument for the Summer Olympics, and now I raise you the Winter Olympics.
Okay.
No.
Alpine skiing.
Yeah.
Since 1936, this classic event has featured men and women's downhill, Super G, giant slalom, and combined.
Super G, slalom, little.
You've got the biathlon. You've
one.
Got
you
the bobsled.
Yeah. Dude, the bob. When or the Jamaicans
cool
came
runnings.
Over and did
cool
that, that was
runnings.
Cool.
That's yes.
Cross country skiing.
Yeah.
Curling, which is that funny
yeah.
thing where
no,
you
curling's
scoop
dope.
That thing across
like
the whatever. Figure skating, freestyle skiing, ice hockey, luge, Nordic combine,
wow.
whatever that is. Short track, speed skating, skeleton. That's right. There's an event called Skeleton.
I like that. My favorite is the one where they're like cross-country skiing and then they whip out the rifle and like have to shoot a target. And like
yep. That is called The Most Dangerous Game, and the target was people, and it was a book, and it was terrifying. And I had to read it in junior high, and I'm still confused.
That's not it. Can we just agree?
Ski jumping, snowboarding, speed skating.
Man, I just want to say Olympics this. Stink. I want to say, what? I just gave you 10 epic summer games. Can we just say that the Olympics
soccer.
Are awesome?
No. I heard
I become more American every 4 years. Yeah. Well, every 2 years, technically, because
well, the
it's
point
like
of
summer
the Olympics
and
is, to,
and
is to, in essence, become not only more American, but more
united
human species unity because we're bringing all of the that's countries right. together. And we're saying,
I
hey,
like
guys,
we're better than you.
No, yeah, we're better than you at this,
it's
and you're better
classic,
at us than that.
Yes. The classic game right. you played on the playground.
The
I'm
only
better
thing
than
that's going to unite our world is an alien invasion.
Ooh.
Well,
coming to theaters.
Give
June
me
26.
Give me those Olympics. Give me those.
Where we have to fight alien
the
races?
The intergalactic
be like
Olympics.
The Hunger Games.
Give me those ones, and then we'll see humanity united.
All right. Summer Olympics in Rio.
I am so stoked.
De Janeiro.
I actually really love the Olympics.
Me too. It's funny because I find myself just going home after work, plopping down on the couch, which I always do every day, but then I'm just watching things that I never watch. You know, I just I'm sitting there watching someone, you know, ski down a slope, or
and then you have to Google the rules because you're like, I don't even know why did they lose a point for that one. Steve Ryman, I'm telling you, Stever. Every 2 years, it's like we have the app and we're like tracking everything, and it's like America's got 7 gold. All right, we're doing okay, good man. Are you in, America?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. I can't wait. That'll be awesome.
I love the Olympics.
America, woo! Wait, wrong
that's,
one.
That's Canada. That's not. However,
do it again.
The live line, people are chiming in on some great local establishments that throw down the Canadian stuff already.
Oh, what? They're
I can't say it on the air,
obviously.
But the three of us are going to go there. Yeah, look at that.
Why don't you just go out?
Albuquerque-style poutine?
What?
Poutine! It's pronounced that. It's the Jawas. P-O-U-T-I-N-E.
Cool.
Yeah, that's what the Jawas were saying.
We
it's made with red chili
this
gravy.
5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's a local establishment here that makes that with red chili all
hello?
Out of style. We're going to
believe
do
that.
That
email.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
I'm just saying.
They're just trying to cash in on our idea.
Dude.
All right. Thank you for that Olympic update.
Hey, no problems, guys.
Great.
So
just,
check this out.
Great.
I got a few more items of news if you'd like to.
Yeah.
Let's love it. Love it.
We're almost done with the show, guys. Almost done.
Ladies, get ready. Captain America star and stud Chris Evans is dating Jenny Slate.
Who?
Who?
Exactly. Well, she's been on House of Lies, Parks and Rec, and Saturday Night Live. She created a brilliant web series called Marcel the Shell with Shoes On. She's the one that
Wait. She created Marcel? That's awesome.
She is the one that played oh gosh, I can't remember his name. It's Aziz's friend. Almost had it. Hang on. John Ralphio. John Ralphio's sister from Parks and Recreation. If everybody's listening and you watch Parks and Rec, that's who Chris Evans is dating.
Huh.
I don't know who that is.
Man, you gotta watch that show. So anyway, they're a couple.
That's pretty cool.
Coupled up.
So he's not single.
I don't mean for this.
Thanks for putting that in there.
Well, I'm just saying, they don't really go together.
Don't do this. Right. Don't do this. There's a new board game based on the David Bowie movie, Labyrinth, which is what I just saved you from, my friend, with that comment where you were headed. I just saved you from a labyrinth of feminism. Godzilla 2 has been pushed back to 2019, and Godzilla vs. Kong will open in 2020.
Did you guys like that Godzilla?
I did.
I thought it was real good.
Yes. I felt like they played, or they showed their hand too quickly with a certain character, but I still appreciated the movie because I thought it was great. Mm-hmm. I need to watch it again.
It was real good.
The trailer for the video game movie Assassin's Creed debuted this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently these two say it's great. I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't seen it yet.
Well,
he's
let's watch
already
it right
played
now.
The game.
Here we go.
No.
Here we go.
Where am I?
At 6 p.m. yesterday evening. Where,
you can't listen to the movie trailer.
And pronounced dead.
Hey,
Dad. I hate everything about this. You're ruining it. this. I have not seen this
yet. It's not a prison. You're about to enter the Animus. What you're about to see, yeah, hear, and feel are the memories of your ancestor,
easy,
who has been dead for 500 years.
What do you want from me?
Okay.
We can't understand what's happening.
I don't get it. You're not even telling me what's happening.
To the Spanish Inquisition.
Spanish Inquisition?
Can we just agree that that was the worst idea you've
ever had?
That
was awesome.
Wait, was that a movie called The Spanish Inquisition?
No.
Welcome. Assassin's Creed, man.
To The Spanish Inquisition.
I can't wait. I'm a big fan.
Idea.
Again, Xbox One, T-Dexosaurus, if you'd like to hit me up, and I'm going to probably buy that game later on today.
Okay, blah, 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 blah.
So hit me up.
Michael Fassbender, Marion Cotillard.
Yep.
Cotillard, however you say it. She is in that movie.
Coming good.
He is in that movie. The trailer is on YouTube. You can find it. Brian Johnson is going to meet with the inventor of an in-ear device who says he can help with his hearing loss.
That's
Brian Johnson, the singer of AC/DC. He's going to meet with the inventor who offered to help him in an effort to get back on tour with the band.
Do you think the band wants him back at this point?
I don't know, because they're getting a lot of press for the Axl Rose stuff. There's a report out that makes me stoked. Netflix saves subscribers from 160 hours of commercials per year.
Wow.
Guys, that's a week. That is a week of hours.
Good that's stuff. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's solid.
I'm still, that's my favorite.
Study says a quick text or call during dinner is acceptable, but please don't get on Instagram. Don't get on Twitter. Don't get on Facebook. Don't get on LinkedIn. Don't get on any social media, because that is perceived as bad.
Okay.
Wait, what's that? Where is that?
I think that's... Hold on. Was it this one?
Hang on.
Hold on. What's this?
Wait.
No, that sounded like it was in the other studio. It might... Here, do you want to... Hold on. This one? No, that was... Did you hear that one?
I think it's out here.
Is it?
Yeah.
We got to change these batteries.
Hang on.
That sounded closer. Nope. What is happening?
I think that was in Phoenix's office.
Okay. Oh my gosh, we gotta change the batteries on these smoke alarms.
That's Birga's office. That's in Birga's office. It's her fault. It's all her fault.
I'm having like nightmare flashbacks from my 2 a.m., guys.
Yeah, if you missed that, you have to tune in. The beginning of the show, Steve-O shared his night.
Yeah, download the podcast. Just do it. Go do it.
Oh gosh, I hate that. Everybody's dealt with that. Middle of the night, all of a sudden, your smoke detector is, the batteries are running low.
Oh. Side note, on the live line, somebody just chimed in on the Olympics and asked if we were aware of the native New Mexican in the Olympics this summer.
No way.
Curtis Beach. We have got to find him and interview him.
Yeah, hook us up with that. What is he doing?
Olympics.
Okay. What sport?
Solid. All of it.
He's doing every single
one. All of the Olympics.
I'm going to look up doll of it. Yeah.
Dolovit
it's a roadside luge which includes banana peels, turtles, and a certain pair of Italian plumbers.
Wow!
When did they start including Mario Kart in the Olympics?
I love it! I love it!
I'm gonna get that blue shell. I'm gonna get that.
Side
blue
note: update on the
spiky shit
on the Canadian restaurant here. They also have pork belly mac and cheese, not to be confused with Toby mac and cheese.
Yep.
I think we need to go take care of that.
Guys, I have great news. Our web guy, shout out to Nate, just sent me the promo.
Nate.
It's a YouTube link.
Yes,
I'm going to tweet it, and we're going to post it at Star's Facebook. We would love for you guys to share the unofficial DC Talk Jesus Freak Cruise promo.
Oh, it's unofficial.
It's going viral.
Official, but, unofficial. Thank you so much for being a part of the show, Starmie. Thank you for all the text messages. Again, all you podcasters out there, you guys can continue to text whenever you're listening. We get those text messages through the day, through the evening. We love to read them when we kick off the show every morning. 505-585-LIVE is our live line. Thank you again to L. Louise May. She stopped in to do some cooking for us this morning. Just always great to see her. She cooks up some great recipes.
I would like to officially announce my retirement from radio because there's no way tomorrow's show will be as good.
All right.
Today was probably my favorite show I've ever been a part of. I'm ending on a high note. That's it for me!
It's great. Woo! I think I can do a little better, so I might stick around. I don't know, but I can't speak for Tao.
Oh, you're still around? Oh, I'll stay then. I guess I'll stay.
No, you already quit.
You know, no, I mean, can I rescind my resignation? No? Okay.
In fact, I have to turn your mic off now. You're not actually allowed to speak anymore.
It's been good!
Yeah, you're done. All right. We love you, Starmie. Have a great day. See ya.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.